9 minutes till Rough Riders baseball.
Yeah, I got what you need if you need a little peace. All that stressing out gonna hurt your skin routine. Band is on the run, shout out Paul McCartney. Jesus gonna take the wheel, I'm in the passenger seat. Got my feet hanging out though. Learn from the best, if you can't say it with your chest, then don't say it with your mouth, bro. Name become a household. I remember when they used to say you gonna need more than faith. Well, look how we turned out though.
I got what you need, I promise. Yeah. Don't hold back, you feel good, honest. Leave your frustrations, no expectations. What's it gonna be?
Yeah, what's it gonna be?
I got what you need, no worries. Won't judge it, I ain't no jerk. Even your wildest, your unsaid, your loudest of dreams. So tell me what you need.
Eight minutes till Rough Riders baseball.
I can't wait for you to get here. I can't wait for you to get here. Bridges for picture frames, padlocked with all our names. Just like we planned it, just like we planned it. Coach on an aeroplane, back in my arms again. Just like we planned it, going and landing. I can't wait for you to get here.
7 minutes till Rough Riders baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders baseball.
I'm
just 4 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Hey, feeling good, like I should. Winning dog a walk around the neighborhood. Feeling blessed, never stressed. Got the sunshine on my Sunday best. Hey, every day can be a better day despite the challenge. All you gotta do is leave it better than you found it. It's gonna get difficult to stand, but hold your balance. I just say whatever, cause there is no way you're round it. Cause everyone falls down sometimes, but you just gotta know it'll all be fine. It's okay. It's okay, it's okay. Hey, feeling good, like I should.
3 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Oh no, no, we don't lose. Oh no, no, we get loose. Oh no, no, how about you?
Hey, how about you? How about round the afternoon you come on through? That'll take a man right out his blues.
But she got worse, that'll ride around too. That'll really, that'll put me in the mood. Cause I like to have a minute, maybe more than a few. And we gon' make the most of the time that we do. God, she gon' fall in love when I get her in the coupe. She's reminded I'm a dupe. The dude always on the up and up. She go tell her friends that the gold has been hitting the rough. Had to sneak away for a sec while the chunk of bump. Bumping that fun, yeah. So I stay lit. I don't need a cheat to be getting my lift. I don't need a band just to live in my grip. Cause I found out with the grind out to the piff like nah. No smoke. I can get real down when I'm broken. I don't see a way out with no hope. But she can keep me cool, calm. That's dope.
And I said, ooh.
Rough Riders Baseball is just 2 minutes away.
When no. My back's against the wall. I'm still standing tall. I'm unstoppable.
Come on.
I'm still right here. I'm unstoppable. Don't fear, I feel. I'm unstoppable. I'm still right here. I'm unstoppable. I'm not stopping. I'm unstoppable.
And here's for all the times I gave up midway.
All of them.
For listening to what my so-called friends say.
Remember?
I just know I came too far to quit now.
Quit now.
Plus, I'm still hungry, need 10 plates, so relax, I'm back. No relapse, just he raps when he hears the track. His story lines up with his glory, all facts. And now I'm just knowing, so thankful for that. When I realized where he took me from, my cry, cause I remember how I felt when I ain't have none. Finally see a little bit of success, but lose my grandma. It's all a lesson, gotta learn to love no matter.
Only 1 minute left till Rough Riders Baseball.
So let's celebrate, yeah, let's celebrate, oh yeah. We gon' levitate, there'll be better days, yeah, yeah. Let it resonate, throw the stress away, yeah, yeah. Don't waste another day, come on, baby, let's wake up and celebrate, come on. Celebrate, yeah, celebrate more, ayy. Celebrate, yeah, celebrate more, ayy. Celebrate, yeah, celebrate more, ayy. Celebrate.
Just 30 more seconds.
Oh, no. Way up, way up we go. Been up and down that road. Way up, way up, oh no. We gon' burn the whole house down. Watch me stand in the line. You're only serving lies. You got something to
It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show on the Rough Riders Baseball Network, featuring interviews with players and coaches, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark. Here's your host, Josh Warden.
Well, a good start to the series for the Frisco Rough Riders. They've won two games in Corpus Christi, and now rebound for game three at Whataburger Field. Hi again, everybody. From Corpus, alongside the voice of the Rough Riders, Zach Bigley, I'm Josh Warden, welcoming you to game 104 on the season for the Rough Riders. Have a chance to get back to 500 today. They're 51 and 52 on the season. More importantly, in the second half standings, the Rough Riders are 20 and 15, now one game ahead of Corpus Christi and one game back of Amarillo in the second half standings. On the mound today to try to continue this little two-game win streak for the Rough Riders is Noah Bremer. He's 0-1 with a 7.97 earned run average. He's been with the team ever since June 23rd, coming back from Tommy John surgery. And Bremer gets the start today on the hill for Frisco. Ryan Gusto gets the start for Corpus Christi. A 3.49 ERA for the right-hander. A 2-1 record for the product of Florida Southwestern State Junior College in Fort Myers. 11th round draft pick back in 2019. So Ryan Gusto and Noah Bremer on the hill after yesterday's 6-2 victory for the Rough Riders. We rematch again today at 6:35. We'll be joined next by Florencio Serrano, a relief pitcher for the Rough Riders. Just got called up to AA for the first time in his professional career. Pitched 3 shutout innings for Frisco last week against Midland and is probably going to pitch today or tomorrow out of the bullpen. He's from Corpus Christi, and so a fun road trip over here for his first AA away series, and a lot of family and friends here for Florencio Serrano. He's our guest when we return on the Riders Baseball Network, right here from Corpus Christi. Stay with us.
The Riders bring the spirit of the State Fair to Frisco on August 18th for State Fair Night. Come out to Riders Field, enjoy a Fletcher's Corny Dog, interact with Mr. Corny, and watch the Rough Riders play as their alternate identity, the Frisco Corny Dogs. August 18th is State Fair Night, so get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Drivers, start your engines. The Rough Riders are speeding through the 2023 Texas League schedule, and you can join them on the racetrack August 19th. Come out to Riders Field for NASCAR Night, presented by the Texas Motor Speedway. Get your own Texas Motor Speedway and Rough Riders co-branded hat at the gate. Plus, check out the official pace car and plenty of race-themed activities throughout the game. Get your tickets for August 19th at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
The Whataburger Sweet and Spicy Bacon Burger is an all-time favorite. It brings so many flavors together in harmony, you might wonder if it's greater than the sum of its parts. It's got 2 all-beef patties, both of which fantastic. Crispy bacon, love that. Grilled onions, mmm. Melty cheese, I mean, who would say no? And sweet and spicy pepper sauce, yes please. I guess we're kind of partial to every part. The Sweet and Spicy Bacon Burger from Whataburger, just like you like it.
All right, welcome back to Corpus Christi here for Game 3 of this series with the Frisco Rough Riders. We're joined on the pregame show with Florencio Serrano, joins us before this third game of the series. Florencio, it's been fun to see you pitch. Just one appearance so far. It's a really good one back in Frisco with 3 innings back at Riders Field, and then hopefully soon you get to pitch in your hometown. You're born here in Corpus Christi, and you get your first road trip at the AA level right here to face the hook. So let's start there, first of all, to join the AA level and have your first road trip and where you were born. What is that like to come back to where you spent a big chunk of your life?
It's amazing. It's one of the best feelings I've ever had in a good while, especially come back, tell my mom, hey, mom, I'm coming to Corpus. I'm going to be able to come out to every game, and hopefully I pitch in one of those games. So hopefully tonight I get to come in from the bullpen and, have my family be here. But everybody's excited, pumped. They've been here from Tuesday on, and I mean, they've just been waiting for the team to give me the opportunity again to come out and pitch for the Rough Riders. So I'm excited, and it's an amazing feeling.
Yeah, your mom still lives here in Corpus. You've been passing through the ranks. You were in Down East last year, a little bit of High A this year for the first time, and now Double A for the first time. When's the last time that your mom actually had gotten to see you pitch?
Shit. Wow, it's been a freshman year in high school, 2016. Wow. It's already been a good while. She hasn't seen me pitch. So I mean, I know she's really excited. I'm excited to pitch in front of my home crowd. So hopefully we get some good results here. So I'm excited.
Good. Florencio Serrano joining us on the pregame show. You were born in Corpus Christi and spent your whole life until partway through your high school career. Tell me about what baseball meant to you before you moved down to Tijuana. What were your expectations of baseball? Did you think it would last beyond high school? Did you think about college? Did you not really know at that point? What were your expectations just as a freshman in high school?
You know, freshman in high school, I had a really good year my first year in high school, freshman year, obviously first and last year there and as a freshman, but yeah, I wanted to go to college. I wanted to be a Longhorn. That was a dream of mine to always be a Longhorn because I would always see on my TV the Texas Longhorns baseball playing, and I'd always want to play. I always told myself I would want to play for them, and you know, that was my dream college to go to. I had a couple offers my freshman year, the end of my freshman year, but obviously I didn't take no offers. So I just I was just gonna wait till later on through my high school years, but finally had an opportunity after my freshman year to go to Tijuana, and luckily my cousin was up there and he invited me to go out there for just to go work out for the summer, and happened to be there's all the MLB scouts you could think of, and I pitched in front of him and I just opened up some eyes and pretty much said, where did this kid come from? So it was pretty cool to be part of that process, and just a kid from Robstown, a small little town coming out of there. So it's pretty cool.
You went to Tijuana, planned to just a few days maybe, and ended up staying the summer and beyond the rest of your high school career. Did you have a return flight that you had to cancel when you realized, okay, I'm staying here for a while?
I actually never had a return flight. Okay. I was crazy to even I was really just excited to go out there. I heard the atmosphere was really cool out there. I was excited to see my cousin pitch up there, see him as a big brother. So he's a family member of mine. Yeah, I was more excited to see him pitch, but once I had the opportunity to pitch in front of these scouts, it was just like, whoa, like, all right, you know, big things could happen. Yeah. So I just took the opportunity I got, and I mean, I took it for granted. So, I mean, it was a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. So yeah.
Well, my thanks to Florencio Serrano for joining us. Hopefully he'll get to pitch today. We'll have the starting lineups in our next segment and first pitch at 6:35 right here on the Riders Baseball Network.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating under the North Texas sky at Riders Field with tickets starting as low as $12. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy a party at the Lazy River for just $25 with a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly, and drafts, and more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Now, back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Well, the Rough Riders looking to secure at least a series split here in Corpus Christi, and we're only into Thursday's action, winning the first two games, scoring 6 runs in each, and allowing just 2 overall so far this week. Here's the starting lineups for both teams as the Hooks trying to get a win on the board and tie themselves back up with Frisco in the second half standings. Leading off for Joe Thon and the Corpus Christi Hooks, Kennedy Corona plays center field, the number 14 prospect in the Astros organization. Will Wagner bats second and plays second base today for Corpus. Joey Loperfido, their big slugger, hits third and is the designated hitter with 19 home runs. Zach DiZenzo is the cleanup hitter and plays third base. Zach Daniels plays right field and hits fifth. Then it's Colin Barber, the number 2 prospect in the Astros system. He'll play left field today. It's Chad Stevens batting 7th and playing short. C.J. Stubbs catches and hits 8th. Brian Arias hits 9th and plays first base for Corpus Christi today. Well, for Tripp Keister, the acting manager, and the Frisco Rough Riders, leading off is Chris Cease. He'll play third base today for Frisco. Evan Carter, with his team leading .280 batting average on the year and 12 home runs, hits second and gets the designated hitter role tonight for Frisco. Trevor Hover bats third and plays right field with his 18 doubles to lead the team this year. Kellen Strom hits cleanup, the center fielder, with a season high yesterday in both hits and RBIs. Yesterday's MVP, four hits, four ribbies, including an insurance home run in the eighth inning that helped ice the game for Frisco. So Kellen Strom bats fourth. Aaron Zavala is next, playing left field. Liam Hicks hits sixth and catches tonight. K-Bear Rodriguez plays short and bats seventh. Then Josh Hatcher mans first base and operates out of the eight hole. Frainier Chavez hits ninth and plays second base. Again, that's Cease, Carter, Hover, Strom, Zavala, Hicks, Rodriguez, Hatcher, and Chavez today, with Noah Bremer on the hill and Ryan Gusto his counterpart for the hooks. Well, yesterday, Frisco winning for a second consecutive game to open up this series here in the Coastal Bend. Six runs on nine hits and no errors committed by the Rough Riders. For the hooks, it was two runs on four hits and one error. Wasn't quite a wire-to-wire victory. Frisco did take the first lead of the game, relinquished that advantage, but took it right back. Allowed a tie score, but never did give Corpus Christi a lead. Similar on Tuesday, Corpus Christi never took a lead. They never scored, and you can't really have a lead without putting a run on the board. A 6-0 shutout with Ryan Garcia leading the way on Tuesday, and then Nick Krauth got another quality start for Frisco yesterday. The first time Frisco has gotten back-to-back quality starts out of their starting pitchers since when May turned to June on the calendar, May 31st and June 1st. And it took a while, but Garcia and Krauth follow up each other with back-to-back good starts, and Noah Bremer hopes to keep that momentum going in his start today for Frisco. Nick Krauth just three hits allowed yesterday in his six innings, and two runs allowed. The bullpen held up its end of the bargain. Just one hit allowed over three innings. It was an identical mark from the day before. Both games this week, the bullpen has gone three innings, one hit, no runs, after Garcia and Krauth went six innings in their starts. Yesterday it was Aiden Anderson, Grant Wolfram, and Matt Bush at the pen to preserve the victory, 6-2, the final score. So today, Frisco trying to go back at it again and get three straight wins to open up this series. Would like to have said that they were going off back-to-back-to-back series victories. Frisco did drop their Sunday game against Midland, or else they would have won that series over the Rockhounds. But they do have series victories the previous 2 weeks and a series split last week. So this could be the fourth consecutive week, at least without a loss. And even the last loss was just in that three-game series against Amarillo following the All-Star break. And there were five series before that where Frisco had not lost. And so Frisco has still not lost a six-game series ever since the San Antonio week that began May 30th. And if Frisco wins today, they'll keep that streak alive, since they will, even if they lose the next three games after today, they would split the series against Corpus Christi. So a lot on the line today for the Frisco Rough Riders. Looking to win this third game of the series here in Corpus Christi and head into the weekend, or at least the Friday game of this series, in good fashion. Frisco does come back home next week and faces the Tulsa Drillers for the first time. So we'll see you back at Riders Field on Tuesday. That's August 15th for a six-game homestand, then right back out on the road in Midland, but then a two-game homestand after that for the final homestand of the year. So that's the upcoming schedule for the Frisco Rough Riders. Hope to come down the home stretch of this season in good fashion. Now, Amarillo did win yesterday in their ball game to split their first couple games of their series on the road. So Frisco has gained one game in the standing so far this week that matched Amarillo yesterday with wins. So Frisco is still one game behind the Sod Poodles in the Southern Division standings. Frisco is 20-15 on the second half. They do move ahead of Corpus Christi by defeating the Hooks yesterday. And Corpus Christi still stuck at 19 wins. They're 19-16. And so this series is big. Let's say Amarillo goes on a slide upcoming. And maybe it's Frisco and Corpus Christi coming down the home stretch, battling it out for the second half title. And you may look back at these games right here this week as being the deciding factor in which of these two teams wins the second half title and makes it into the playoffs. And it'll look like it will be the second half winner getting the second playoff berth out of the Southern Division, since San Antonio is not likely to win the second half title. They're last place right now in the standing since the midway point. And since they won the first half title, it's going to be somebody else to win the second half spot and make it into the postseason. Frisco would like to defend their 2022 Texas League title. Well, we'll have first pitch when we return. It's Noah Bremer and Ryan Gusto, the starting pitchers today. Gusto will take the mound And throw out the first pitch to Chris Cease when we come back. Zach Bigley has the play-by-play when we return right here on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Is your business dealing with inefficiencies? It could be any sort of digital solution distress, workflow woes, document deviation, or print service problems. Zeno Digital Solutions works with all sizes of businesses to find the perfect solution. We partner with the biggest names in the industry to bring our customers the most efficient and cost-effective outcomes. Connect with us today at zenodallas.com and take advantage of our free cost analysis. For a quarter century, we've been hitting it out of the park in Dallas, Fort Worth, and all of North Texas, and are proud to partner with the Frisco Rough Riders.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Rider game. For solo riders, the individual tickets are available on Sundays, and don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday for Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2023. For three games this season, the Riders will take the field as Quesos de Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with Riders players on June 3rd, July 22nd, and September 9th. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Vamos Quesos!
We've seen 20 years of Frisco Rough Riders baseball, and the 20th anniversary weekend continues with Day 2, Saturday, September 2nd. Take a trip back to 2003 as we transform the ballpark like it was Day 1 of Rough Riders baseball. Saturday's game will feature a 20th anniversary poster giveaway and an opportunity to see former star players and participate in the alumni autograph session. Celebrate 20 great years of Rough Riders baseball at anniversary weekend, September 1st through the 3rd. Let's ride.
He swings, sends a drive, deep right field. It's a grand slam for Evan Carter.
Jax Biggers has done it again. Multiple dingers on the day, and the Rough Riders lead it 7-2.
And now it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rodriguez comes in to score. Biggers around second, on his way to third. He's there with a stand-up triple.
He swings and drives one to left field. That's got carry. Forget about it. Off the scoreboard and gone. Chris Z slams one out.
The Rough Riders are proud AA affiliates of the Texas Rangers since 2003 and reigning Texas League champions.
Strom in. He's under it. He makes the catch. The 2022 Frisco Rough Riders are Texas League champions.
And now, let's head out to the ballpark for the call of today's game. Here's Zach Bigley and Josh Warden.
We welcome you into the ballpark by the bay. It's the Frisco Rough Riders and the Corpus Christi Hooks from Whataburger Field in Corpus Christi, Texas. Hi, everybody. Alongside Josh Warden, I'm Zach Bigley. Very happy to have you. The Frisco Rough Riders and the Corpus Christi Hooks meet for the third time in this six-game series. Frisco has had pitching dominance in the first two games, winning them 6-0 and 6-2, and now they look for a Game 3 victory behind Noah Bremer. First, though, it's the Rough Riders on offense with Chris C. stepping in from the right side against Ryan Gusto. The right-hander for Corpus Christi, it's Chris Cease, Evan Carter, and Trevor Hobart today. The top third for the Rough Riders, Gusto into his wind. And away we go on the first pitch. It shuttles high. It's one ball and no strikes from Whataburger Field. The Rough Riders coming into today at 20-15 in the second half, 51-52 on the season. The 1-0 pitch. Sees takes the top of the zone for a strike, and it's one ball and one strike. The Rough Riders have won 5 of their last 7 games, and they are one game behind Amarillo in the Texas League South. The 1-1 just inside, and it's 2 balls and 1 strike. 91 degrees, our first pitch temperature. Feels like a 108 with 67% humidity in the Corpus Christi Bay. The 2-1 pitch on the way to Chris Cease. He takes high, and it's 3 balls and 1 strike. 22-mile-an-hour winds blowing out to left field. It is a very offensive-minded ballpark, especially for right-handed batters, and we've seen that in this series so far. Gusto from the first base side of the rubber has his sign. He winds back and fires. A swing and a miss by Cease. It's now 3 balls and 2 strikes for the third baseman for the Rough Riders, leading things off in this top of the first inning. Gusto, the right-handed pitcher, 24 years old, 6'4", 232 pounds, out of Charlotte, North Carolina. He winds in the payoff. Sees swings and misses, late on a fastball and strikes out. One away, and here's Evan Carter. Top of the first inning, no score. Rough Riders and Hooks. Carter playing in his 82nd game with the Rough Riders. He's hitting .280 on the year with 12 homers and 55 runs batted in. An .850 OPS for the 20-year-old. He'll turn 21 later this month. Here's the windup by Gusto in the pitch home. Fastball finds its home on the inside corner. A strike, it's 0-1. Gusto began his season at High A Asheville, where he went 2-2 with a 6.47 ERA. But got promoted up here to Double A, and he's actually been much more effective here. The 0-1, swing and a miss at a high fastball, and it's 0-2. Asheville, a very hitter-friendly environment, and so that plagued him just a little bit. With Corpus, he's 2-1 with a 3.49 ERA, making his 8th appearance and 4th start. In 28 and a third innings, 26 strikeouts to 9 walks. Opponents are hitting a measly 180 against him, and left-handers are just hitting 0.91. The 0-2. High off the outside corner, and it's 1-2. Oh, the left-handed hitting Carter has his work cut out for him here. Gusto had a really good month of July. He winds back and deals. Swing and a miss, got him with a changeup off the outside corner. Carter goes fishing and strikes out, and it's 2-up, 2-down on strikeouts for Gusto. Trevor Hover makes his way to the plate. No score, top of the first inning. 2 outs, bases clear. After his Double-A debut on June 29th at Midland, he allowed 7 runs, 6 of them earned in just 2 2/3 innings. He turned that around in a big, big way in the month of July. He peels back here and offers into Hover. Fastball simmers high. It's 1 and no strikes. In the month of July, 5 appearances, 2 starts. He went 2-0 with a 1.29 earned run average. Pull side shift on the infield for Corpus Christi defensively. In their home white uniforms, Rough Riders in their road grays. The 1-0. There's a high fly ball out to right field, but right at Zach Daniels. He backs up a couple steps, 2 to his right, and he makes the catch to retire the side in 1-2-3 fashion for Ryan Gusto. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. Bottom of the first inning next. It's Frisco nothing. Corpus Christi to the plate next against Noah Bremer when we return on the Riders Baseball Network. The Rough Riders Foundation and Zeno Imaging would like to highlight Minnie's Food Pantry as they celebrate 15 years of service and over 24 million meals distributed to families in need right here in North Texas. We want to take a moment to thank all of our volunteers and sponsors for their continued support. For those in need and those wanting to help, please visit minniesfoodpantry.org to learn more. If you can't feed 100 people, you can feed just one. And go Rough Riders!
These days, reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speeds start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month, all in with no hidden fees or contracts, plus a guaranteed 2-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to astound.com and get connected today.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Smile Doctors Orthodontics is here to help you, Frisco Rough Riders fans. Smile Doctors accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. With some of the country's leading orthodontics right here in the DFW area, we love to see Rough Riders fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consultant. That's SmileDoctors.com for Smile Doctors Orthodontics, the official smile providers of minor league baseball.
Time to start the bottom of the first on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
We go to the bottom of the first inning from Corpus Christi. It's the Frisco Rough Riders and the Corpus Christi Hooks. Game three of this six-game series. Happy to have you with us on this Thursday night. Noah Bremer's first pitch to Kennedy Corona is fouled back this way and drops in the stands just below us. It's 0-1 on Corona, the center fielder. The Rough Riders held scoreless in the top of the first, and now it's up to Noah Bremer in the bottom half of the first inning. Corona just 1-for-6 in the series, but his one hit a home run. Right-handed batter, right-handed pitcher, the 0-1. Fastball high and tight. It's one ball and one strike. Noah Bremer, the 27-year-old out of Berkeley, California. 6'5", 206-pounder. Here's the windback in the 1-1. Fastball inside corner, a strike, and it's 1-2. Former sixth-round selection by the Rangers in 2017. Stands at 6'5", 206 pounds. He peels back in the 1-2. Inside, two balls, two strikes. He goes to the fastball, curveball, slider, and change. And it's been a up and down year for him so far. He's making his ninth appearance, eighth start. The pitch. Low off the outside corner, three balls and two strikes. Noah is making his fifth overall appearance against Corpus Christi. His first start. The four other appearances back in 2021. The 3-2 is a swing and a little flare out to first base. Josh Hatcher's there, and he makes the catch. Oh, a pop out to first base. One away in the first, and here's Will Wagner. No score, bottom half of the first inning. Wagner 2-for-8 in this series. Bremer squares his shoulders towards the third base bag. He has his sign, winds and fires. Swinging a foul in and out of Hicks' glove, and it's 0-1. And Bremer in those four relief appearances in 2021, head-to-head against Corpus Christi, a 2.25 ERA, allowing just three runs over 12 innings. He has his sign, high socks and stirrups. He fires home. Just misses outside with a fastball, and it's one ball and one strike. Bremer so far this year, a record of 0-1, a 7-9-7 ERA. He fires. Strike on the inside corner, and it's one ball and two strikes. Let's introduce you to the defense behind Bremer today. It's Aaron Zavala in left, Kellen Strom in center, and Trevor Hover in right field. Chris Cease at third, K-Bear Rodriguez at shortstop, Frenier Chavez at second, and Josh Hatcher guarding the line at first. In the pole side shift for the left-handed batting Wagner. The pitch home is down, though, and inside. We're even at two balls and two strikes. Liam Hicks puts down the signs for Noah Bremer, catching him for the fifth time this year in his eight outings. There's eight starts, I should say. The pitch. It's fouled back to the netting behind home plate. It's still two balls, two strikes. Bremer coming off a start in which he went 3 1/3 innings against Midland at home. He allowed three runs, all of them unearned, though. Struck out two, walked three. He has his sign. The right-hander back into his windup in the 2-2. Swinging a little flare again into shallow left field this time, and it falls in, a base hit down the line. Zavala digs it out and fires it back in, but not before Wagner coasts in to second base. His eighth double in 26 games here in Double A. He missed 2 months due to a hamate bone injury. Had to get surgery removing the hamate bone, and now he's in at second base here in the first inning with one out. It's a Corpus Christi team that has had a lot of success in the first inning this year. They're hitting 290 as a team in the first inning.
Rough Riders are the second best in terms of scoring runs in the first inning in the Texas League, but they were held scoreless. Runner at second for Joey Loper-Fido. Left-handed batter. Here's the right-hander's first pitch. Fastball straightens him up. He misses high, and it's one ball and no strikes. Loper-Fido hitting .296 this year in 81 games. He's one homer shy of 20 on the year. He had a 10-game hitting streak that ended on Sunday in Amarillo. Here's the stretch and the pitch. It's hit foul off the fist into the netting left side. It's one ball and one strike. And during that hitting streak, he hit .409, and he's the only one who collected a hit for Corpus Christi in the opener of this series, a 6-0 win for the Rough Riders. One hitting their opponent for the first time this year. Rough Riders won 6-2 last night. Here's the stretch from Bremer and the 1-1 on the way. Fastball finds the middle of the zone for a strike, and it's 1-2. Loper-Fido, a four-year player at Duke University, really caught fire his last year there, and boy, does he have the build of a potential power-hitting star for the Houston Astros. 6'3", 220 pounds from the left side. Here's the stretch in the 1-2. There's a fly ball foul left side, and it's one ball and two strikes on the designated hitter. Loper-Fido almost holds his hands up like Matt Olson does, away from his body, but while Matt Olson points his bat skyward, Loper-Fido instead points his bat behind him, almost parallel to the ground. Hands above his head, rocking slowly back and forth in rhythm. Now he check swings out to the hill. Bremer ready from the stretch. Straight-legged, he fires. Fastball, got him looking on the inside corner, belt high. Strike three. Noah Bremer paints it on the inner edge for his first strikeout and the second out of the first inning. A two away runner at second base, and here's Zach DiCenzo. DiCenzo comes up with a man at second base. No score in the bottom of the first. He's hitting .325 to lead the team actively with runners in scoring position. And he has an opportunity here. Knees bent from the right side. Time called right at the last minute and a pitch clock violation on Bremer before he was able to deliver it home. So one ball and no strikes. Bremer has had a little bit of a tough time adjusting to the pitch clock. We've seen him with a few violations in the early going for the Rough Riders. Again, he missed all of last year, the first year of the pitch clock, with Tommy John surgery. Had that in March of last year. He's ready from the stretch and the 1-0 pitch. Breaking ball high and inside slipped out of his hand as he nearly took off DiCenzo's ball cap and immediately looked down at his right hand, and he goes behind the hill, grabs some rosin, and retoes the rubber from the third base side. Mickey Smith is our home plate umpire today, calling balls and strikes. Kellen Martin at third base and Steven Rios Jr. at first. The pitch is chopped on the ground to third. Cease has it on two hops, chest high. He fires across and retires DiCenzo for the final out of the first inning. A nice inning by Noah Bremer. No runs, a hit, no errors, and one runner left on base. We're into the top of the second inning next. It's the Rough Riders nothing, the Hooks nothing on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
If you enjoy sipping a cold one at a baseball game, clear your calendar on August 20th for Beer Fest. Teaming up with Andrews Distributing, the Rough Riders will have plenty of beer tasting options throughout the ballpark with a multitude of brands showcased and available. And even better, August 20th is one of our four Bark in the Park nights. So bring your furry friends and enjoy beer tasting at Riders Field all on the same night, Sunday, August 20th, with first pitch at 6:05. Let's ride.
You asked, we listened. You can now book a suite for a 2023 Riders game with as few as 10 people. Mini suite packages include 10 suite tickets and complimentary parking. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more information. Let's ride.
This is Dustin Harris, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Top half of the second inning in Corpus Christi. The Rough Riders and the Hooks are scoreless. Kellen Strom, Aaron Zavala, and Liam Hicks, the three to swing the sticks in the second for the Rough Riders. Kellen Strom is working on a phenomenal series so far. 6 for 11, a home run, 5 RBIs. He had an amazing game last night. Gusto readies and fires in the first pitch. He flicks it across the outside corner, a strike, and it's 0-1. Strom went 4 for 5 yesterday, his first four-hit game of the season and his first 4 RBI game of the season as well. Here's the wind back in the 0-1. Rip and a miss and a high fastball. It's 0-2. So Strom now has the batting average up to 243, which is the highest it's been all season. If you take out his month of April, he's been a really good hitter. He's got about a 630 or 640 OPS, which is about average. The 0-2 misses high, and it's 1-2, but he's been getting on base consistently, which has been fantastic. He's always been really good at getting on base over the course of his career, and it's continued this year. Here's the wind of the pitch. Low and outside, and it's 2-2. And now if you look at Strom's last 14 games, he's hitting .314 during that stretch with an over 800 OPS, and he's really starting to swing the bat well. Gusto has his sign, the 2-2. Fouled back into the netting behind home, and it's 2-2 on Strom still. And you would love for him to catch fire here, along with what Trevor Hover's been doing at the plate for the Rough Riders. It would be great. Here's the look in by the right-hander. He's back into his windup in the 2-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a changeup low of the zone. It's his third strikeout, and there's one away in the second. With Strom down on strikes, and Aaron Zavala makes his way in. Zavala's reached 4 times in this series. 3 walks and a base hit. And an RBI in yesterday's ball game as well. Here's the wind back by the righty in the pinch. Bunt shown. He pulled back and took it high. It's 1-0. No score in the top of the second inning. Rough Riders and Hooks. The offering is on the outside corner, a strike, and it's 1-1. Gusto winds back and delivers. It's popped up foul left side. It's 1-2 on Zavala. Well, the Rough Riders have been doing just enough so far in this month to score enough runs offensively to pick up a lot of wins. They're 5-3 in the 8 games this month. Their pitching has been phenomenal. Gusto looks in for his sign. He's got it. Winds back in the 1-2. High and inside. Bends him back, and it's 2-2. Frisco's averaging around 6 runs a game, and that's what they've scored in the first 2 games exactly in this series. Rough Riders have been doing it with a little late offense. 2-2. Swing and a miss, struck him out. He blew the fastball right by him, and Zavala's down on strikes. 4 strikeouts already for Ryan Gusto, and Liam Hicks makes his way to the plate. Hicks, a .275 average. He's riding a 6-game hitting streak coming into this one, in which he has 10 hits, hitting .476 during the 6-game hitting streak. Trying to put an end to this streak of strikeouts and the offering in. He swings, fouls it off the catcher's stubs. It's 0-1. And Gusto, as we mentioned, has been deadly against lefties this year. Not only is he allowing an .091 batting average to lefties, they have a measly .302 OPS. Yes, that's not a batting average. That's an on-base plus slugging. That is crazy, crazy low. He winds back in the 0-1. On the inside corner, a strike, and it's
0-2, and that's a reverse split. Usually right-handers are better against righties and vice versa, but he's a right-hander who's better against lefties. And unfortunately for the Rough Riders, this is a very lefty-laden lineup. And time called. Pitch clock violation. Augusto charged with the pitch clock violation. It's 1-2. The 1-2. Misses low. 2-2. 2 outs. Bases clear. Top of the second. 0-0 our score. Hicks playing his 46th game with the Rough Riders. Started with High A Hickory. Now one of the three catchers in rotation. 2-2. He flowers it away left side. Still 2-2 out of Arkansas State. Native of Toronto in Canada. And he's said multiple times he misses the Toronto summers. They're much more comfortable than down here in South Texas, that's for sure. Probably easier to catch in, too. 2-2 pitch. Outside with a changeup. 3-2. And time calling. Hicks steps out. They play him to pull just slightly in the infield, a little bit to the opposite way in the outfield. Wind blowing out to left. That's the opposite way of Hicks. Here's the windback in the pitch. Misses low. 4. So Hicks draws a walk. It's the first base runner for the Rough Riders. Comes with 2 outs here in the second. And K-Bear Rodriguez stands in, the shortstop. He's 0-6 in the series, but he has walked twice. Looks like a ball got away in left center field, or no, the gate flew open to the bullpen. So Kennedy Corona has to go out there and close it. It's a little tough. It's pretty windy.
Why not let the bullpen guys do it?
Yeah, what is Kennedy doing out there?
Why is the center fielder out of the runner? They're closer to it.
And they're not playing in the game.
They got nothing else to do.
He's got it. It's closed, kind of. It's closed, but it's not shut. Is that fair to say?
If he runs for a fly ball and
it did, yeah, it just blew open again.
Okay,
somebody from the bullpen has got to go over there. There are 25-mile-an-hour winds blowing out to left field right now. And there goes a game day staffer.
You want to keep doing play-by-play? I'll run down there and hold it.
Other duties as assigned. All right. Gate is shut. We are good to go. Top of the second inning, no score. Runner at first base. K-Bear Rodriguez stands in, and the first pitch on the way to the right-handed batter. It's a breaking ball at the top of the zone. Inside corner, a strike. It's 0-1. He shied away from it, but it was called a strike. He's playing in his 9th game with the Rough Riders. It's been great to get to know K-Bear over the last week and a half or so. The 0-1. On the outside edge this time with a fastball for a strike. It's 0-2. Rodriguez, really one of the good people you'll find in this organization. He's played a nice little shortstop for the Rough Riders in the wake of Acuna getting traded. The pitch. Breaking ball pop foul back behind home, and it's still 0-2. And the Rough Riders have seen a nice little influx of infielders with trades and promotions. Brainerd Chavez, who is hitting 9th today. K-Bear Rodriguez and Jace Easley, who is not in the lineup today. The 0-2. He swings, fouls it straight back. It's still no balls and 2 strikes. Pull side shift in the infield for the right-handed bat. Gusto looks in with his glove pinned to his left knee. Now he comes set, ready from the belt. Glove takes a stop there, the pitch. There's a fly ball down the right side, foul territory. First baseman Arias can't find it, and it's over and on foul territory at the warning track. Bounces in front of the Rough Riders dugout and into the dugout. But that probably would have been an inning-ending pop-out if Arias would have found it. but he put his hands up in the air. He didn't see it off the bat. The sun is shining right in his eyes where he is at first base. And the catcher, C.J. Stubbs, tried to run over and make a sliding catch, but he couldn't get there in time. But still no balls, two strikes on Rodriguez, and see if on his second life he gets an opportunity to continue this inning. Gusto looks in. He's got his sign. He fires in the 0-2. After a long hold, here she comes. High and inside. One ball, two strikes. Rodriguez is very slightly closed off at the plate. His feet close together. Wiggling the bat over his right shoulder. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him with a slider away for strike three. And for Gusto, that's five strikeouts through two innings of work. Well, the Rough Riders turned away on the offensive side. We're tied 0-0 into the bottom of the second inning next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get two free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
This is Bubba Thompson, and you listen to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Bottom half of the second inning, Rough Riders and Hooks. Neither team has found the scoreboard yet. Noah Bremer back to the hill. He faces Zach Daniels, Colin Barber, and Chad Stevens. Here's the wind back in the first pitch. Daniels swings, grounds it foul back behind home. It's 0-1. But Daniels in the 5 spot. 0-for-3 in this series. He got yesterday off. At the University of Tennessee. Slightly closed off at the plate. The pitch home. Swing and a miss. The changeup under his hands, and it's 0-2. Noah Bremer threw 20 pitches in that first inning, though ended with a 0 in the run column. That's the most important thing. Second inning has been his problem inning, though, so far this season. He winds in the 0-2. Just misses down low and inside off of Hicks's glove, and it's 1-2. And so Bremer with an opportunity to try to get through this inning. Overall this month, the Rough Riders pitching staff has just been phenomenal. They're 5-3 this year as a club, and the pitching staff has an under 2.5 ERA. The 1-2. Strike three called. Got him on the outside corner, thigh high with a fastball. Second strikeout, they've both been looking. And Noah Bremer has one away in the second, no score. Colin Barber, the number 2 prospect in the Astros organization, stands in. Barber 1-for-4 in the series. The Rough Riders with a 2.49 ERA as a club this month. That's the best in all of AA, the pitch. Is off the outside corner with a change, and it's 1-0. It's the 6th best mark in all of minor league baseball this month as well. Here's the 1-0 offering. Down low and inside, it's 2-0. Frisco has done a wonderful job limiting the long ball this month on the pitching side of things. They've allowed just 3 home runs, which is tied for the 4th fewest in all of minor league baseball. The pitch. Here's a fly ball into center field. This backs up Strom. Still going at the warning track. Still going, and he makes the catch right at the warning track and then softly taps the fence. 2 outs. Wynn just kept pushing that further and further out to center field, but Strom stuck with it and made the catch. Well, 2 outs and the bases clear. No score in the bottom of the 2nd inning for Chad Stevens. Stevens hitting .213 on the season, but he has been really good against the Rough Riders. .333 average, 8 for 24. Here's the wind of the pitch. Check swing, low and away, and he went around for strike one. It's 0-1. Here's the look in by Bremer. He peels in the 0-1. Swinging a ground ball, top to third and foul. 0-2. Stevens leads the Texas League with 137 strikeouts this year at the plate. Bremer looking for his 3rd punch out to try and end this inning. Keber Rodriguez, the shortstop, had to go track down that foul ball as it caromed off the sidewall, and now he's back at his position. Stevens in from the right side. Bremer shakes off the first sign from Hicks, likes the 2nd. The 0-2, low and outside. It's 1 ball and 2 strikes. Stevens, big-bodied for a shortstop, 6'3", 215 pounds. Bremer's pitch. Swinging a ground ball foul again off the facing this time of the Hooks dugout. Left side, and it's 1-2, still on Stevens. The shadows coming across the infield, covering almost the entire infield. Except for a shortstop. The pitch is a ground ball, hit up the 3rd baseline, again foul, this time off the fist, and it's still a 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kaver Rodriguez is the only player still in the sunlight. Oh, it's chewing up the ankles of Franer Chavez at 2nd base. His head is still, unfortunately for him, in the sunlight on this warm day. Here's the windback in the 1-2. Swinging a ground ball to short. Rodriguez to his left. He scoops. Fires onto first base, and he gets his defensive counterpart, Chad Stevens, for the final out of the 2nd inning. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base, so 1-2-3 inning for Noah Bremer. On to the 3rd next, no score. You get to hear from Josh Warden when we come back on the play-by-play on the Riders Baseball Network.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
For the early-to-rise road trippers, the late-night truck drivers, or even the bucket-list-checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Hi, this is Trevor Harbour with the Frisco Rough Riders, and you're listening to Riders Baseball Network.
Josh Hatcher steps in from the left side to face Ryan Gusto as we begin the 3rd inning. No score yet from Whataburger Field. First pitch is off the outside corner. Ball 1 to Josh Hatcher. Good pitching so far. Just 1 hit allowed combined between these 2 teams. Noah Bremer allowing a hit, but stranding a man in scoring position in the 1st inning. 1-0 toss. A changeup that tails away from the zone. It's 2-0 to Hatcher. His first at-bat of the day, Franer Chavez will follow, and then the top of the order, Chris Cease, will get an at-bat as well here in the third inning. Ryan Gusto comes set out of the stretch for his 2-0. Hatcher takes his first swing and fouls it back and then shakes out his right hand. Looked like he had gotten the thin part of the bat, but not all that near to the knuckles, but maybe felt the rattling of the bat in his hand and shook it out afterwards. Steps back in. 2-1 the count to Josh Hatcher. Top of the third. Gusto from the wind. A changeup that got Hatcher to swing partway through. Goes down to a knee, fooled by that pitch. And was expecting fastball, perhaps. Wasn't all that close to his head. Sort of tailed back towards the middle of the plate and high. And he went around enough for strike two. Two balls, two strikes. Gusto winds. Another changeup, another swing and a miss. Comes back from a 2-0 count to strike out Josh Hatcher on five pitches. The fourth consecutive out recorded by the strikeout method, and Gusto has now put away six on strikeouts. Got one fly out to right field. That's the only out recorded by anyone other than his catcher. He has also walked one. That's the only other result besides swinging strikeouts. First pitch to Chavez. He fouls it back to the netting, and Gusto gets ahead once again. And striking out everybody. Trevor Hover has been the only one to put it in play today on a fly out to right. And Liam Hicks walked last inning but was stranded at first base. And even he was behind 0-2 and avoided being another strikeout victim. 0-1 pitch. Chavez fights it off to left field. Playable for Barber. He stays put and makes the catch shoulder high in front of the warning track. Was playing deep already and barely had to move. It's a fly out to left for Chavez. Two down. And top of the order now for the Rough Riders in a scoreless contest. Top half of the third inning. Chris Cease will bat for the right side. To one time through the order now for Ryan Gusto. And about as good as you can ask for. No hits allowed. Just one walk. And struck out six. First pitch to Cease. Swing and a miss at a fastball at the belt. And strike one. He struck out on a payoff pitch back in the first inning. Gusto struck out the first two guys he saw, then a fly out to end the inning, then two strikeouts, then a walk, then two more strikeouts. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss again. Similar pitch, and Cease also swung at that one at the belt, and this time foul tipped it into the glove. And now an 0-2 count to Cease. Went 0-4 yesterday, but did have a couple hits on Tuesday. A couple walks as well so far this week. Bases empty, two outs, and the 0-2 pitch. Breaking ball just got a piece to stay alive, fouled it back to the cords, and it's still 0-2. Frisco and Corpus Christi one game apart from each other in the standings, just like they began this week, but it's been flipped. Frisco now one game ahead of Corpus as we stand. Here's another 0-2. It's inside, ball one to Cease. That's in terms of the second half standings. Overall, Frisco is 51-52. Chance to get back to 500 for the first time since May 5th. One ball and two strikes to Cease. Swings and is behind the fastball. Another strikeout for Ryan Gusto. He strikes out two more, and he has seven Ks through his first three innings. Impressive work for the right-hander out of Florida Southwestern State Junior College. To the bottom of the third inning, no score on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
Is your business dealing with inefficiencies? It could be any sort of digital solution distress, workflow woes, document deviation, or print service problems. Zeno Digital Solutions works with all sizes of businesses to find the perfect solution. We partner with the biggest names in the industry to bring our customers the most efficient and cost-effective outcomes. Connect with us today at zenodallas.com and take advantage of our free cost analysis. For a quarter century, we've been hitting it out of the park in Dallas, Fort Worth, and all of North Texas, and are proud to partner with the Frisco Rough Riders.
We believe who children become is as important as what they know. That's why teachers at Primrose Schools of Dallas use the Primrose Friends puppets every day to teach children all kinds of character traits, like cooperation and how to be a good friend. That's also why we created the Harmony and Heart Music and Literature Program with original songs and books that help children become dynamic thinkers, good listeners, and kind people. Learn more about how we help children build character at primroseschools.com/Dallas.
Hey guys, this is Noah Bremer, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network. Go Riders!
Good pitching so far for Noah Bremer into his third inning of his start here in Corpus Christi. No score between the Rough Riders and Hooks. Bottom of the third inning begins. The breaking ball inside to C.J. Stubbs. Righty-righty matchup. Stubbs, right-hand hitter. And the catcher today takes a pitch in the outer half for strike one. And one ball, one strike from Noah Bremer. Frisco doing a good job this series, holding the Hooks' offense in check. Here's the 1-1 pitch. A fly ball to center field, tailing towards the gap and shallow. Strom runs in. He's able to get there in time and gloves it in the right center alley to make the out. C.J. Stubbs is retired. And there's one out here in the third inning. No score. And Brian Arias is the batter. No score here from Whataburger Field. The Corpus Christi offense was electric last week. Now, take all these stats with a grain of salt. It was in Amarillo. First pitch to Arias is over the plate for a strike, 0-1. One out, base is empty. Amarillo, very hitter-friendly ballpark. But for what it's worth, they had 31 extra base hits over the course of the series in six games. The 0-1. A swing and a miss from Arias. Bremer gets ahead 0-2. Corpus Christi scored 45 runs in the six games. This series, they have one extra base hit in each game. After 31, that's over five a game. Here's the 0-2. Arias just gets a piece off the end of the barrel behind home, fouling it to keep the count at 0-2. They've already gotten their one extra base hit today. It's the only hit they've gotten in total. Will Wagner on a bloop fly ball down the left field line earned a double out of it, but was stranded at second base. Here's the 0-2. A ground ball right side, three hops, and a long bounce to Chavez. He gloves and throws to first easily in time. And Brian Arias put away on a 4-3 out. So two outs and the base is still clear. Kennedy Corona and the top of the order now up. And Noah Bremer has retired seven in a row ever since that bloop double down the left field line. Two outs and the first pitch from Noah Bremer to Kennedy Corona. It swung on and missed. Good looking pitch from Bremer to elevate and get the changeup by him. Works out of the stretch but steps behind. Now comes home and misses inside on a fastball. It's 1-1. Not really a full windup, but not the conventional stretch either. He operates with his chest facing the third base bag but steps back with his front foot. 1-1 pitch in the dirt, 2-1. With the runner on, he'd just come towards home rather than stepping towards the first base bag with his left foot. Steps backwards, then kicks the leg up and comes home when there's nobody on base. He's behind, two balls and a strike to Kennedy Corona hitting from the right side. Bremer comes home, and a swing and a miss again. Fastball that darts underneath the barrel. Corona has three home runs in the month of August. It's a tough part of the lineup here, top of the order. Bremer happy to face this part with two outs and the bases empty. Corona and Loper, Fido, and DiZenzo are the three players already with three home runs so far in August, and they're in the top four batters of the order. 2-2, a ground ball softly foul up to third base. And still a 2-2 count from Bremer. So the 1-3 and 4 hitters all have those trio of home runs each. And then the one other guy in this part of the order, Will Wagner, who's on deck, is leading the team in batting average this month at .300. So the top four guys have led the way this month so far. Bremer trying to work through efficiently again and finish the third inning. Two outs, the two-strike pitch is popped foul behind home over the netting. And yet another 2-2 pitch will up come from Noah Bremer. Guy on deck, Will Wagner, the only one to get on base today against Bremer. Wagner with that double in the first inning, his third hit of the series to lead the team. Bremer would like to just face him next inning. Get Corona out here on a 2-2 pitch. Here she comes. A high chopper toward short, two bounces, fielded by Rodriguez. He wings to first and beats him out by a step. Kennedy Corona grounds out. And another 1-2-3 inning for Noah Bremer. Ever since that double, he has since put away eight in a row. And good work for Noah Bremer. Three scoreless innings. We head to the fourth with no score on the Riders Baseball Network.
We've seen 20 years of Frisco Rough Riders baseball, and the 20th anniversary weekend continues with Day 2, Saturday, September 2nd. Take a trip back to 2003 as we transform the ballpark like it was Day 1 of Rough Riders baseball. Saturday's game will feature a 20th anniversary poster giveaway and an opportunity to see former star players and participate in the alumni autograph session. Celebrate 20 great years of Rough Riders baseball at Anniversary Weekend, September 1st through the 3rd. Let's ride.
Huge, gigantic, enormous, whatever you want to call it, 2 free months of electricity is a big deal. Go to rhythmenergy.com/radio.
You can obtain important standardized information that will allow you to compare this product with other offers. Contact Rhythm Energy at 888-7-RHYTHM. Eligibility requirements, terms, and conditions apply.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of the ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
This is Josh Hatcher with the Frisco Rough Riders, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Through 3 innings from Whataburger Field in Corpus Christi, Texas, the visiting Frisco Rough Riders with no runs on no hits, no errors, and the Corpus Christi Hooks with no runs on one hit and no errors. Attempting to break this scoreless tie, Evan Carter leads off against Ryan Gusto to begin the fourth inning. It's a righty-lefty duel. 2-3-4 hitters for Frisco. Carter, Trevor Hover, and Kellen Strom are due up for Frisco. The sun now covering just the outfield, the infield almost completely in the shadows. The first pitch of the fourth inning is outside. Carter thought about bunting but pulled the barrel back. The shortstop, Steven, still in the sun with his heels at the back of the dirt. But the other infielders are in the shadows. Here's the 1-0 toss from Gusto. Carter swings away and pops it up behind home. It gets out of play. And now a 1-1 count to the designated hitter. Well, there's two center fielders that are pretty high prospects for their respective organizations in this series. Joey Loper-Fido is the big slugger for Corpus Christi, leading the team in doubles and home runs, and top three in the league in slugging percentage. The 1-1 off-speed pitch that catches the top of the zone. It's 1-2. Evan Carter, the number one prospect in the Rangers organization. Now, they're both DHing today, but they've started at center field previously this series. Carter asks for time right before Gusto deals the pitch. And he'll see the 1-2 offering after the brief respite. Carter and Loper-Fido is the number 12 prospect in the Astros organization, matching up at center fielder slash outfielder slash DH. The 1-2 pitch. Carter swings through it and strikes out for the second time. It's the eighth strikeout today for Ryan Gusto. And he's now struck out at least one each inning. He's actually struck out at least two each inning other than, well, this one, but he's only faced one batter. He's on his way to keeping that streak alive. Trevor Hover will try to avoid that. He has been one of the few guys to not strike out today. He's 0-for-1 with a flyout. So one out, base is empty. 0-0 is the score. First pitch. Change up that nestles in on the outside corner. Loper-Fido and Carter could have been college teammates. Loper-Fido played at Duke, and Carter was committed to Duke, but drafted in the second round, signed with the Rangers. 0-1. Fastball above the belt buckle. It's 1-1 to Hover. Now their opponents here in Corpus Christi will play each other again a couple weeks from now back at Riders Field, the first and only home series for Frisco against the Hooks, despite being divisional opponents. And it's not till the tail end of the season that Corpus Christi travels to Frisco. The 1-1. It's inside, 2-1 to Trevor Hover. back home next week. Tulsa is the opponent. Then a road trip to Midland, and then that two-week homestand, including Corpus Christi, to start things off at the end of August. The 2-1 delivery. Change up, hit to center field. Softly hit Corona a late break, but he's able to get there. Only had to take about four steps in. And Trevor Hover hits it on a line and hit it fairly well, but it didn't quite drop quickly enough. And he lines out to the center fielder. Two outs, bases empty. Scoreless ball game. Kellen Strom will try to start a two-out rally. He helped culminate a two-out rally back on Tuesday to get Frisco's first run on the board. Ended up being the winning run as Frisco shut out Corpus Christi on Tuesday. And then Strom was the MVP yesterday with four hits and four RBIs. First pitch to him here. Slider, he pops up into center field again. Corona running laterally, gives way to Barber. The left fielder's underneath it, and he puts it away. Kellen Strom flies out, and it's a 1-2-3 inning for Ryan Gusto. For once, he does not strike out multiple batters in an inning, but he does get one more K. He's got eight of those through four innings, and no runs allowed. Bottom of the fourth inning on the other side of this break. No score on the Riders Baseball Network.
As a baseball fan, you live for the thrill of watching your team move around the bases. You join the roar of the crowd, live through the highs and lows, and push your team to victory. At the storehouse of Collin County, we believe when our neighbors win, we all win. By providing food, clothing, education, and life-changing resources, we help our neighbors move toward victory one day at a time. Donate or volunteer today at thestorehousecc.org.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
On Friday nights, the Stars won't be the only thing big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning June 4th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
This is Evan Carter with the Frisco Rough Riders, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Noah Bremer toes the slab and tries to keep this game scoreless into the bottom of the fourth inning. First pitch to Will Wagner is outside. Ball one, a check swing, and Wagner held back. He's the only player to record a base hit today for either team. And a double back in the first inning, the 1-0. A change up that falls beneath the zone. It's 2-0 to Wagner. Didn't even hit it hard. Just a little blooper over the third baseman sees, and he scampered to second on the play and never did advance past second base. The 2-0 toss outside, and Bremer falls behind 3-0. He has not walked a batter yet today, but has put himself in a hole here. Three balls, no strikes to the leadoff man. Scoreless contest in the fourth. Here's his pitch. It is at the knees to get a strike on the board, 3-1. A lot of strikeouts in this game. Bremer has two, and his counterpart Ryan Gusto has recorded eight through four innings. Here's the 3-1 pitch. It's low and away. First walk of the game off of Noah Bremer. It's a five-pitch leadoff free pass. And Wagner is aboard for the second time today, the only base runner for the Hooks. He's done it twice to get aboard. And now it's Joey Loper-Fido. Not the guy you want to see come up with a guy in the base paths. But here he comes with nobody out. Lanky left-hand hitter with pop. 19 home runs. Only two players in the Texas League have more. Infield shifts over to the right. First pitch. Big cut. Didn't get it. And strike one to Loper-Fido. Especially impressive considering easier to hit fly balls to left field to get out of the yard. Loper-Fido, a left-hand hitter, has to take it opposite way if he goes yard that direction. The 0-1. Breaking ball swung on and missed. He's got him in an 0-2 hole. He's 24 years old. He's impressively hit 16 of his home runs against pitchers who are older than him this year. It's right about the average age in the Texas League, 24 and a half. He's right about the median.
near the double-A level. The 0-2 toss from Noah Bremer. Off-speed that falls underneath the zone and inside, 1-2 the count. The Rough Riders pitchers have held Loperfido to a small offensive production this series. He's 1-for-9, including a strikeout today. Bremer trying to force him into a K once again. One ball, two strikes from the stretch, and Bremer deals. Hit on the ground, right side, fielded on the backhand by Chavez, throws to second, the turn on to first from Rodriguez in time. Picked out by Hatcher, nicely done. It's a 4-6-3 twin killing. Chavez started it, had to run in on that ball because it wasn't hit too sharply. And threw to second to Rodriguez, his turn on to first, almost got away from Hatcher, but he was able to scoop it out of the dirt. So, there's now nobody on base. And two outs, Zach DiZenzo, the batter. Great result to get Corpus Christi's best hitter. Ground ball up the third base side and foul. Nice jump from player in the Corpus Christi side. That was Luis Aviles Jr., who jumps over the foul ball and then points to center field. Says, hit it that way. DiZenzo will try to do so. They get Loperfido out and on a double play. It's just 1-for-10 now this series. The 0-1. A fly ball to left field, shallow. It gets down for a base knock. Aaron Zavala has to play it on one hop. And it's just the second hit of the day off of Noah Bremer. A two-out single for Zach DiZenzo. And both hits have been bloopers to left field. That one a little sharply hit. Top spun it over the third baseman. And DiZenzo aboard with two down. Zach Daniels the batter. No score in the home half of the fourth inning. Another right-hand hitter for Corpus Christi. A lefty on deck for the hooks. Bremer hopes to finish this one out. His next pitch should be his 56. Throws over to first, and Hatcher stumbles over the diving Zach DiZenzo. But everyone's okay. So runner at first and two down. 58th pitch, I should say, is upcoming for Noah Bremer. From the stretch, and he deals. Swung and a miss. Good looking off-speed, pulled the string. And Bremer gets ahead 0-1 on Zach Daniels. Struck him out on a fastball looking two innings ago. Bremer set with his back to the runner DiZenzo at first, the 0-1. A check swing, it was down. And now a 1-1 count to Zach Daniels. 11 home runs on the year for one of the top 30 prospects. In fact, the top six hitters in this order for Corpus Christi are all top 30 prospects of the Astros organization. The 1-1, runner goes. It's down in the dirt. Hicks can't corral it. And an easy stolen base for DiZenzo. Diving headfirst into second, but no throw that way. And a stolen base for Zach. And he remains perfect on the season in stolen base attempts. Baker's dozen now for the infielder. DiZenzo into scoring position just the second time today. The hooks have gotten a man to second base. And this scoreless tie being threatened in the fourth inning. A mound visit now for Noah Bremer as all four infielders jog in. Also, Liam Hicks walks out from behind the plate. He's got two outs and a 2-1 count on Zach Daniels. After he walked the leadoff man, that wasn't the trouble for Bremer. Got a double play to get out of that problem, but a new problem as DiZenzo is singled and stolen second. And they could scrap for a run here in the fourth inning to take their first lead of the day and their first lead of the series. Third game of the week here in Corpus Christi. Frisco scoring six runs both yesterday and the day before, and that's been plenty of run support as they've only allowed two runs combined between the first two games. Looking for three straight wins to open the series. Fourth inning. No score, two outs. Bremer ready to go after the mound visit. His 2-1 pitch is high, and ball three on a fastball. 3-1 to Daniels, looking for his 40th RBI of the season. The right fielder taps home plate with the bat and puts it back over his shoulder, wiggling the burgundy barrel over his shoulder. Now the runner starts to go. The 3-1 pitch in for a strike and no throw. DiZenzo had him timed up easily. Took a half-hearted step towards third base, thinking, I hope he doesn't look back at me, and Bremer didn't. And then DiZenzo kept on running to third. He's stolen two bases this inning. He's now 14-for-14 on the season. He's at third, the 3-2 pitch. A check swing. It was in the dirt on appeal. He did not swing, and it's a walk for Zach Daniels. Bremer nearly got out of it, stranding a runner at third, but now has more work to do. Colin Barber is the batter, hitting from the left side. And Bremer taxing a little bit in the fourth inning. Going over the 60-pitch mark, that was his 63rd.
And I know that he's focused on the batter there, but he didn't even look back at second before delivering home when DiCenzo stole third, and he went with a full leg kick too, not a slide step.
Now Colin Barber at the plate, his first pitch. Runner goes from first, pitches outside, no throw. And it's the third stolen base of the inning for Corpus Christi. Zach Daniels now 15 for 17 and one of his easier stolen bases. As Hicks didn't even try him, he bluffed a throw towards second to hope that DiCenzo would get caught napping at third, but they're both safe. DiCenzo stays at third, now two in scoring position. A two-out rally that Bremer hopes to throw some water on this fire. Still no score in the ballgame. Here's the 1-0. Osby, that slots into the zone on the outside half. And Bremer evens the count at 1-1.
The first 20 innings of this series, zero stolen bases for Corpus. And in inning number 21, they've had three.
Let's see if it leads to a run. A 1-1 delivery. Off-speed hit on the ground right toward Chavez. Second baseman down to a knee, fields it, throws easily to first. And all those stolen bases lead to absolutely nothing other than some fun for the fans to see some action on the base paths, but no runs on one hit. Two walks, two left aboard in scoring position, and Noah Bremer gets out of it. Still no score through four complete innings from Whataburger Field. Zach Bigley returns on the play-by-play in the fifth inning on the Riders Baseball Network.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
To celebrate the impact of Negro League Baseball, the Frisco Rough Riders are proud to return the barnstorming Negro League team, the Dallas Black Giants, to the diamond this season at Riders Field. Help us bring one of the earliest professional teams in North Texas back in the spotlight. More information on the Dallas Black Giants can be found online at ridersbaseball.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
This is former Rough Riders shortstop Jonathan Arnelis, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Top of the fifth inning in Corpus Christi, Texas. The Rough Riders and Hooks, neither team has found the scoreboard yet. Ryan Gusto has been, or Gusto I should say, has been really good so far through four innings. He's struck out eight batters, and he has now retired seven in a row. Right-hander goes to work against Aaron Zavala, Liam Hicks, and K-Bear Rodriguez. Left-hander, left-hander, and right-hander. Frisco has not had a hit in today's ballgame as we go to the top of the fifth inning. Here's the look in from Gusto, and he fires in the first pitch to Zavala. There's a swing and a flare out of play left side in the air, and it's 0-1. A little bit of payback here from the Hooks as the Rough Riders had a no-hitter through six and a third innings in the opener of this series. Gusto looks in. He deals. Just high, and it's one ball and one strike. On the other side, Corpus Christi only has two hits. One in the first and then one in that bottom of the fourth inning. The 1-1. Off the outside corner, missing with a breaking ball, and it's two balls and one strike. So it's been a good old-fashioned pitcher's duel between Ryan Gusto and Noah Bremer. Here's the right-hander's wind in the 2-1. Fouled straight back, and it's two balls and two strikes on Zavala. Rough Riders' only base runner today was a Liam Hicks walk back in the second, but nothing since then. This has been a series, all games being played here in Corpus, that has featured a lot of offense. Quite frankly, a lot of home runs. 2-2. Breaking ball hit foul behind home, and it's still two balls and two strikes. In the eight games combined between the two teams, they've combined for 23 homers. The Rough Riders have hit 10, and Corpus has hit 13, five of them from Luis Aviles, who's not in the lineup today. 2-2 pitch. Zavala swings and misses and strikes out. It's the ninth strikeout for Gusto, and there's one away in the fifth inning. He has had the Rough Riders' number tonight. Here's Liam Hicks, who's the only base runner today for Frisco with a walk. Hicks stands in from the left side. Gusto, the right-hander, goes to work. Fouled away back behind home, and it's 0-1. Pull side shift against Liam Hicks on the infield, and they play to the opposite field in the outfield. The other, or three, I should say, of the Corpus Christi homers in this series, the 0-1, swinging a hard grounder foul down the first base side. It's 0-2. Are from Kennedy Corona. Corona has a homer in this series. That's the only long ball in the series so far by the Hooks. 0-2 on Hicks. Gusto looking for double-digit strikeouts. Pitch home. High off the outside corner. One ball, two strikes. His previous season high coming into this start was six strikeouts, and he already has nine through four and a third innings. He's back into his wind, the pitch. There's a little flare down the left side, and it goes foul into the netting. Covering up the third base stands, 1-2. But Gusto has been more than dominant so far. Rough Riders trying to find a way to get to him. He winds and fires. Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a changeup down low and inside. Hicks down swinging for strikeout number 10 for Ryan Gusto. Two down, and here's K-Bear Rodriguez. The Rough Riders' season high in strikeouts for a game this season is 18. That's a franchise record. It's back in April. Here's the wind back in the pitch. Fouled straight back, and it's 0-1. Ralph Rodder's obviously not wanting to set that record. Nobody on, two out, no score in the top of the fifth inning. Pitch to Rodriguez. Inside with a breaking ball, and it's one ball and one strike. Gusto has had all four pitches working tonight. He looks in for a sign. Winds back and offers the 1-1. There's a fly ball hit fairly well out to right field, but Daniels tracking back on it makes the catch, and the sign comes to a close in the fifth inning. Ryan Gusto has 10 strikeouts, and he's now retired 10 in a row through five shutout innings of no-hit baseball. Bottom half of the fifth inning coming up. No score between the Riders and the Hooks and the Riders Baseball Network.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
The Texas League schedule is coming down the home stretch, and the NHL season is around the corner. The Rough Riders blend them both together on September 8th for Dallas Stars Night. The Riders will be wearing Dallas Stars-themed jerseys, and there will be hockey themes all night. There's a great ticket package available. Purchase two tickets for the game, get two Dallas Stars preseason tickets, and two blackout jerseys, all for $59. It's Dallas Stars Night on Friday, September 8th. Get more information at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
This is Matt Watley, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Pitching change for the Rough Riders. Justin Slayton takes over into the bottom of the fifth inning. Noah Bremer done after four innings of shutout baseball. We're scoreless. Justin Slayton against Chad Stevens in the first offering in. On the inside corner for a strike with a first pitch curveball, and it's 0-1. Justin Slayton goes fastball, curveball, cutter, slider, and changeup. The 25-year-old, 6'4", 222 pounds. The 0-1, swing and a miss, and a slider away, and it's 0-2. Rangers' third-round selection in 2019 out of New Mexico. That being the University of New Mexico. He's a native of Hallsville, Texas, just outside Longview in East Texas. Here's the 0-2. After a long hold, he fires. Low and outside, and it's one ball and two strikes. Waiting for the pitch clock to go all the way down before letting it go. 2-2 this year with the Rough Riders. Slayton a 3.72 ERA. In 36 and a third innings, 52 strikeouts. He lifts the leg, delivers. There's a high fly ball skyscraper down the left field side, and it is a foul ball. It's still one ball and two strikes. My goodness. That one had well intentions down the left field side to get out of here, but just could not keep it fair. Stevens has a ton of power with 12 homers. Here's the stretch. The 1-2, swing and a miss, went upstairs to the fastball and struck him out. One away on the strikeout for Justin Slayton. The league-leading 138th strikeout for Chad Stevens at the plate. That brings C.J. Stubbs to the dish. No score, Rough Riders in hooks. Stubbs fly out to center field in the third inning. Here's the stretch from Slayton. And on a right-on-right matchup, he deals. Fouled away right side on a line, and it's 0-1. Slayton, a reliever with the Rough Riders starting in about mid-May last year. Began the year in the starting rotation, and he's been good out of the bullpen this year, though he's struggled just a little bit late. He rocks from the stretch in the 0-1. High, misses off of Hicks's glove, and it's one ball and one strike. Trying to rebound from a tough month of July in which he had a 7.82 ERA. And he's done just that in the month of August so far, allowing just one run over four innings. 1-1 pitch. Ball off the outside corner, a check swing, and he went around for strike two. It's one ball and two strikes on Stubbs. He flying out to center back in the third. Stubbs out of USC, the brother of Garrett Stubbs, who also was a former Hook. Catcher up with the Astros in the big leagues. Open stance right side just slightly. Rests the bat on his right shoulder as Slayton stretches and kicks in the 1-2. This is low and away in the dirt for a ball, and it's two balls and two strikes. Stubbs went up for a short time to AAA. Play with the Sugarland Space Cowboys for just a few games when coverage was needed up there. 2-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a fastball. Got him above the belt for strike three, and there are two away. Both via strikeout for Slayton. Two outs in the fifth inning. And that brings Brian Arias to the plate. Arias ground out to second in the third inning. 0-0 our score. Bottom of the fifth. Arias making his season debut with the hooks today after being recalled. The pitch. Fastball strike outside corner, 0-1. He spent the entire season last year with Corpus Christi and is up in AAA Sugarland. Slayton ready from the stretch. He fires in the 0-1. Breaking ball cuddles with the outside corner, a strike, and it's 0-2. A view of the Corpus Christi Bay waters beyond left field. Very softly bubbling in the wind. Slayton readies in the 0-2 pitch on the way. And time called just before that, a pitch clock violation on Slayton. One ball and two strikes now, and that's the third pitch clock violation. I don't know, it seems like the pitch clock's been started a little bit early some of these times, but not much we can do. Here's the right-hander's stretch of the pitch. Just low. Slayton thought he had strike three. Instead, it's two balls, two strikes. Slayton takes the ball cap off. Wipes some sweat off his brow with his right sleeve and now puts the ball cap back on. Closed off from the stretch, glove at the chin. He readies the 2-2. Swing and a miss. He got him off the outside corner with his slider. And Justin Slayton strikes out the side in his first inning of relief in the fifth. Still, nobody's found the scoreboard. It's been a pitching duel between the Riders and the Hooks so far through five innings. We go to the top of the sixth inning from the ballpark by the bay. Still no score on the Riders Baseball Network.
Since folks first learned to crack an egg, breakfast has had a tight grip on mornings. But why be limited to just then? Whataburger ended this morning monopoly by serving breakfast from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. That's 12 hours of breakfast on a bun, sausage and egg taquitos, and honey butter chicken biscuits. 12 hours that covers late night, late, late night, dead of night, the witching hour, crazy early morning, mid-morning, and almost lunchtime. Whataburger breakfast, just like you like it.
Sometimes we lose, sometimes we win. Sometimes we try to fit it all in. Sometimes we don't know what's in store. Sometimes we find what we're looking for. Sometimes we're rolling easy and free. Sometimes one and one makes three. So much to love along this ride. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
Hey guys, this is Tristan Pauly. You're listening in to the Riders Baseball Network. Thanks for tuning in.
Welcome back to the Coastal Bend here in the top of the sixth inning. It's the Rough Riders and the Hooks. Neither team wants to score in this game, it feels like. Still nothing-nothing. Here's Josh Hatcher to lead it off for the Riders in the first pitch from Gusto. And flicks to the outside corner, a strike. It's 0-1. Josh Hatcher, Frenier Chavez, and Chris Cease, 8-9-1 due up for the Rough Riders against Gusto, who has been breezing through the Rough Riders' order so far with 10 strikeouts. The pitch is outside, and it's one ball and one strike on Hatcher. The Rough Riders have only put the ball in play 4 times in the game, and they've all been outs to the outfield. The infield been kind of bored so far. Here's the wind back and the 1-1. There's a ground ball foul at the plate, and it's a ball and two strikes. Well, no runs on no hits for the Rough Riders. No runs on 2 hits for the Hooks. It's the second time in 3 games in this series that one of the teams has taken a no-hitter into the 6th inning. First time it was the Rough Riders in Game 1. The 1-2 is cut on and missed. And fastball upstairs for strike 3. 11 strikeouts for Gusto. One down and Freiner Chavez stands in. This has been an absolute clinic by the right-hander. Chavez, the switch hitter, batting from the left side. The right-hander winds back and delivers in. Off the outside corner, 1 ball and no strikes. This is by far a career high for Gusto. 11 strikeouts, beating his previous career high of 8 that he had on September 9th at Greenville of 2022. The 1-0. In the air, foul left side off the fist, and it's 1 ball and 1 strike. This next offering will be his 77th pitch. And Diosmerky Taveras is loosening in the bullpen beyond left field for Corpus Christi. The 1-1. Swing and a miss. Cutter on the outside corner, and it's 1-2. Rough Riders just have not had a very good opportunity to pick up hits in this game. It's not like many of the balls that have been put in play have been hard hit. Gusto looks in for his sign. He's got it. And the right-hander out of Charlotte deals. It's a fastball high. Chavez lays off of it. It's 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gusto, not a top 30 prospect. He's an 11th rounder by the Astros in 2019, but he's pitching lights out. The 2-2. Fouled straight back. Still 2 balls, 2 strikes. Chavez flew out to left field back in the 3rd inning. He owns a home run in this series. It was to the opposite field into left with the win. Pull side shift in the infield against the left-handed batter. Here's the right-hander's 2-2. Swinging a little cue shot off the end of the bat, foul up the third baseline. It's still 2 balls and 2 strikes. Out in front on a breaking ball and just caught it off the very end of his bat. A little corkscrew down the third baseline. He stays alive. Wind continuing to blow out to left field at 25 miles an hour off the ocean. The 2-2. Check swing, ground ball foul back behind home. Just got a piece, and it's still 2 balls and 2 strikes. A good crowd on hand here in Corpus Christi for a Thursday night. You get good crowds here in Corpus overall. Gusto looks in for his sign. He's got it. Delivers in the 2-2. Fouled straight back again. Chavez with a good battle and making it so this might be the final batter for Gusto. We'll see how long the leash is for him. He toes the rubber from the first base side again, pinning the glove to his left knee, looking in for his sign with his back bent over. He has his sign ready from the windup with the glove at the belt, the 2-2. Down low and inside in the dirt for ball 3, and it's now 3 balls and 2 strikes. This next pitch will be the 10th to Chavez in the at-bat. The lone base runner today for the Rough Riders was a Liam Hicks walk back in the 2nd. We play in the top of the 6th inning, no score, 1 out, bases clear. The wind back in the pitch. Down low and inside, ball 4, and Chavez works a walk. Great plate appearance for the Riders second baseman. He's aboard at first, and here's Chris Sees. Taveras continues to loosen in the bullpen beyond left field. And, yep, here comes Joe Thon, the manager, out of the dugout, and he's going to go get Ryan Gusto. Well, what a performance by Gusto. He takes his hat off in frustration, looks out beyond right field, and then composes himself as his manager, with his head down, makes his way out of the dugout to take the ball. Wow, incredible performance by Ryan Gusto. 5 2/3, no-hit innings, 11 strikeouts. And listen to this crowd. They understand what he has done tonight. He comes off. Diosmurky Taveras comes out of the bullpen for Corpus Christi. No score in the top of the sixth inning with one out and a runner aboard for the Rough Riders. We'll step aside for this on the Riders Baseball Network. You asked, we listened. You can now book a suite for a 2023 Riders game with as few as 10 people. Mini suite packages include 10 suite tickets and complimentary parking. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more information. Let's ride.
Drivers, start your engines. The Rough Riders are speeding through the 2023 Texas League schedule, and you can join them on the racetrack August 19th. Come out to Riders Field for NASCAR Night, presented by the Texas Motor Speedway. Get your own Texas Motor Speedway and Rough Riders co-branded hat at the gate. Plus, check out the official pace car and plenty of race-themed activities throughout the game. Get your tickets for August 19th at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy a party at the Lazy River for just $25 with a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly, and drafts, and more drink specials in the seating bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Diosmurky Taveras, the right-hander, taking over in the top of the sixth inning. No score between the Riders and the Hooks, and he inherits a no-hitter. Ryan Gusto with a phenomenal start, and he is done due to pitch count constraints in the top of the sixth inning. He leaves with a runner at first base on a walk. Freiner Chavez is there, and it's the top of the order for the Rough Riders. Chris C. stands in against Taveras, who is ready from the stretch, and the right-hander offers home. There's a fly ball into right center field hanging up for Corona, and the center fielder is under it. He makes the catch. First pitch swinging, fly out to center. Two outs for Evan Carter. Chavez remains at first base. 11 strikeouts for Gusto, a new career high for him over 5 2/3 innings. Evan Carter 0 for 2 today with a couple strikeouts. He, like a lot of the Rough Riders, are happy to see Gusto go. First pitch, Taveras misses outside. It's one ball and no strikes. Well, we were talking earlier about Ryan Garcia and his 6 no-hit innings for the Rough Riders in Game 1. Here's the stretch in the pitch. Swing and a miss. Carter swings over the top of it, and it's 1-1. And you kind of think with 6 no-hit innings, you got a pretty good shot at winning the Texas League Pitcher of the Week. Well, it's going to be a little closer now. Do the voters value the one more out or the 6 more strikeouts? Here's the stretch and the pitch home. Off the outside corner, it misses, and it's 2 balls and 1 strike. No score as we play in the top of the sixth inning.
I think you'd have to give it probably to Gusto, but in a sense, Garcia was more effective. I mean, we finished the inning.
And he could have come out for the seventh.
Yeah.
He was good with pitch count, too. Here's the stretch. And the 2-1. Swing and a miss. Carter whiffs on a pitch down low and inside. It's 2-2. And then yesterday, Nick Crouth finished his 6 innings, allowing just 2 runs on 64 pitches. Pull side shift on the infield, left-handed batter. Here's the right hitter's 2-2. Way outside, Stubbs stabs at it to his left just to keep it from going back to the backstop, and it's three balls and two strikes. Chavez will be off on the pitch. Here's the stretch and the payoff pitch on the way. Carter swings, lines it down the right field line, a fair ball into the corner. Chavez on his horse around second. He's getting the windmill around third. The throw is not made. Chavez scores. Carter into third, and he slides in ahead of the throw with a triple. Rough Riders on the scoreboard. They lead 1-0. Evan Carter with a go-ahead RBI triple to break up the no-hitter. It breaks up the shutout, and Frisco's on the board. On a 3-2 pitch with Chavez on the move, he comes in to score without a throw, and Evan Carter winds up with his fourth triple of the season. It knocks in a run, and the Rough Riders lead 1-0. Clutch hit for Evan Carter. Here's Trevor Hobber. Tavares from the windup now in the pitch. Fastball simmers high, and it's one ball and no strikes. Man, Evan Carter, what a big hit. He's at third base, and the 1-0 pitch. Fastball outside, two balls and no strikes.
Tell you what, that helps Garcia, because now that run was charged to Ryan Gusto, so he doesn't have a shutout anymore. It's probably Garcia back in front for Texas League Pitcher of the Week.
You're right. 5 2/3 no-hit innings, but he allows the run. The 2-0. Inside corner, a strike, and it's 2-1. Big-time hit for the number one prospect in the Rangers organization, Evan Carter. So he takes his lead from third. And the 2-1 pitch to the red-hot Trevor Hobber. Outside, and it's three balls and one strike. All Trevor Hobber has done in this series entering today is go 3-for-5 with 4 walks, 3 RBIs, and 5 runs scored in 2 games. The 3-1. There's a fly ball hit well to left center field. Corona ranging back. He's at the warning track looking up. It's gone! Trevor Hobber with a 2-run homer, and the Rough Riders have exploded here in the 6th inning. It's 3-0 Rough Riders. From being no hit to putting up 3 runs, all with 2 outs, Trevor Hobber connects on his 11th home run of the season, and the Rough Riders have put up a triple spot here in the 6th inning. It's 3-0 Frisco. Oh, baby! What a turn of events. Here's Kellen Strom now, the pitch. Outside, and it's one ball and no strikes. On a 3-1 pitch, Trevor Hobber with a 2-run home run, and he hit it almost exactly the same spot as 2 nights ago when Kennedy Corona robbed him of a home run. The pitch shuttles low and outside. It's 2-0. And this time he got it over Corona's head. No chance to try and rob that one. And he blasts it out of here. The Rough Riders have had 2 hits. It's been a triple and a homer. The 2-0. Strom watches letter high as strike with a fastball, and it's 2-1. A complete change in this ball game. The 2-1. It's down low and inside. 3 balls and 1 strike now on Strom. Who had a 4-hit day yesterday. He's 0-for-2 today. He's ahead in the count, 3-1. Tavares back into his wind. The pitch home. Inside, ball 4, so he works a walk, and Tavares has fallen apart here in the 6th inning. It's Aaron Zavala due up, and Stubbs goes out and chats, and you mentioned, Josh, that Gusto gets charged with that run. Not only that, he's on the hook for a loss without allowing a hit. That's just somehow how baseball works some strange ways.
Talking about tough luck losses.
Yeah, no kidding.
No-hit loss. Yikes.
And the Rough Riders may not be done in this 6th inning. They lead it 3-0. Aaron Zavala very happy to see Ryan Gusto go. He struck out twice, swinging against him in his 2 trips. A quick visit for the pitching coach, John Kovalik. He's back into the dugout. Strom leads from first. First pitch to the left-handed batting Aaron Zavala. He checks his swing, takes a strike at the top of the zone. It's 0-1. 3-0 Rough Riders, top of the sixth inning. Stretch in the right-hander's 0-1. Low and outside. Ball and a strike. On the other side, Justin Slayton has been sitting on the bench for a while. He threw a 1-2-3 inning in the fifth, striking out the side. 1-1 offering on the way. Breaking ball low and outside. Two balls and one strike. And this pitching staff that's been the best in all of AA in August for the Rough Riders is doing its job. And now the offense contributes, breaking it open in the sixth inning. Strom leads from first base. The 2-1 pitch to Zavala. High and outside. Ball three. Three balls and one strike. Tavares climbs to the back of the hill, takes a breath, now steps up. He nods yes to the sign, and the 23-year-old deals home the 3-1. High for ball four. So since Tavares has entered, he's gotten a fly ball out to center, and then it's gone RBI triple, two-run homer, walk-walk, and now you bring up Liam Hicks, who's riding a six-game hitting streak with 10 hits over that stretch into this game. He's 0-for-1 with a walk and a strikeout. And already action in the bullpen for Corpus Christi again. It's Jonathan Sprinkle who started to loosen. Here's the right-hander ready from the stretch and the first pitch on the way. Hicks swings and misses at a changeup diving low of the zone, and it's 0-1. Joe Smirky Tavares came in with a 4.28 earned run average in 15 outings. He peers in for his sign. He's ready from the stretch and the 0-1 offering to the left-handed batting Hicks from the right-hander. He swings, puts into the air down the left side. It hooks foul into the seats. And it's 0-2. A lengthy inning for the Hooks on the pitching side of things. As we peer into the Rough Riders dugout down the first base side, Justin Slayton is up and just trying to stay warm. Can't be terribly hard in this heat, but has to make sure that arm is ready. Here's the stretch and the 0-2. Swinging a line drive in a right field, down for a base hit. Strom around third. He gets sent home. The throw from Daniels is cut off, and it skips to the plate. A throw on to second, and Hicks is tagged out. And that's the end of the inning, but it's an RBI single for Liam Hicks. It looked like it was cut off by Arias. It went off of his glove, skipped to the plate. And Stubbs caught it right there, and so Hicks, seeing that it went off his glove, didn't know that Stubbs caught it, tried to go on his second, and he's tagged out to end the inning. It's a four-run inning for the Rough Riders. They enter the inning being no hit. They leave the inning leading 4-0. Bottom six inning next on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday, home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The Rough Riders Foundation and Zeno Imaging would like to highlight Minnie's Food Pantry as they celebrate 15 years of service and over 24 million meals distributed to families in need right here in North Texas. We want to take a moment to thank all of our volunteers and sponsors for their continued support. For those in need and those wanting to help, please visit minniesfoodpantry.org to learn more. If you can't feed 100 people, you can feed just one. And go Rough Riders!
Hi, my name is Martin Perez, and you're listening to the Riders Radio.
the bottom of the sixth inning, the Rough Riders now lead 4-0. And Justin Slayton's first pitch to Kennedy Corona is on the inside corner for a strike. It's 0-1. Well, the Rough Riders entered the sixth inning being no hit, and it continued through the first three hitters of the inning. Here's the stretch, and the pitch home. It's fouled straight back, and it's 0-2 now on Corona. And then Evan Carter ripped an RBI triple down the right field line. Trevor Hover homered to center. Strom walked. Zavala walked. And Hicks delivered an RBI single to right field before being tagged out at second for the final out of the inning. The 0-2. Fastball just outside. Didn't miss by much, and it's 1-2. So 4 runs on 3 hits in the inning, and now 4 runs on 3 hits in the ballgame for the Rough Riders. 1-2. Slider got him looking outside corner. 4 batters faced, 4 strikeouts for Justin Slayton. 1 away here in the sixth. That brings Will Wagner to the plate. Well, it's the bottom of the sixth inning. Josh, you know what that means. It's time for trivia.
Oh, baby, let's go.
Our new segment that we've been doing over the last few weeks. Wagner in from the left side. He's reached twice today with a double and a walk, and Slayton offers the first pitch. Fastball foul back to the screen, 0-1. So we usually try to tie it into this day in baseball history, and it was on this day back in 1998 that Albert Bell, playing with the White Sox at the time, drove in his 100th run of the season. Here's the stretch and the pitch. Fastball high and away, and it's 1-1. He joined 4 different players with at least 30 homers and 100 RBIs in 7 consecutive seasons. Here's the stretch and the 1-1. It's fouled back and it's 1-2. At any point in their careers, Josh, can you name the 4 other players?
Okay, you said 30 home runs, 100 RBIs.
In 7 consecutive seasons.
7 consecutive seasons.
Here's the stretch and the 1-2. Swinging a little roller foul back behind home. Still 1-2 with 1 out and the bases clear. 4-0 Riders in the bottom of the sixth.
Hank Aaron had a bunch of 40 home run seasons. I'm going to go Hank Aaron.
Hank Aaron's not one on the list.
All right. Babe Ruth.
Babe Ruth is one.
All right. Let's see here. Albert Pujols.
He's another.
Okay.
Here's the stretch. And the 0-2 is fouled away left side, and it's 1-2. He did it in 10 straight seasons to start his career.
Wow. Okay, I only need 1 more or 2 more?
2 more.
2 more.
They're both Hall of Famers. The 1-2. Curveball outside. 2-2.
Man. Joe DiMaggio.
I like that guess, but no. 2-2. Foul back. Still 2-2.
Mickey Mantle?
No.
Barry Bonds?
No.
Surprising.
Interesting. Okay. Slayton ready from the stretch. And the 2-2 pitch. Foul back. Off the facing of the upper level, and it goes back down onto the field. Still 2-2. You want some hints?
Yeah, give me a hint.
Okay, so one of them was a teammate of Babe Ruth's.
Okay. Let's say Shoeless Joe Jackson.
Not a teammate of Ruth's.
Okay. All right. Was he earlier?
Yes, earlier in on the White Sox. Here's the stretch.
He didn't play for the Yankees?
No.
No, you're right.
2-2. Strike 3 called. Got him looking on the outside corner. Justin Slayton has struck out all 5 he's seen. Back-to-back looking K's, and there are 2 outs here in the sixth inning. 4-0 Rough Riders. Base is clear. 2 down. Loperfido stands in. He's 0-2 today.
All right, that's a classic Black Sox scandal, so I shouldn't. Okay. Babe Ruth teammate Lou Gehrig.
Yes.
Okay.
And the other was a slugger. Around that time, the pitch is swung on and missed. It's 0-1. A little bit later than those two.
Roger Maris?
No.
Willie Mays?
No. The 0-1. Fouled back, and it's 0-2. Probably a little bit more overlooked than the other guys, but he's a 500 home run guy.
Frank Robinson?
No.
Mike Schmidt?
No. He had two letters that were the same letter back-to-back in his last name. There's a hint for you.
I already guessed Hank Aaron.
The pitch. It's cut on and missed. Strike three. What a pair of innings for Justin Slayton. He strikes out all six he sees over two innings of work. Wow. Six strikeouts for Slayton. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. We go to the top of the seventh inning next. It's 4-0. Riders out in front. Josh Warden on the play-by-play next. We were looking for Jimmy Fox. That's the answer to your trivia question.
Good call.
All right, top seven next on the Riders Baseball Network.
These days, reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speeds start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month, all in with no hidden fees or contracts, plus a guaranteed two-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to astound.com and get connected today.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
The stars shine bright in North Texas. This is Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Well, K-Bear Rodriguez to lead off after Frisco's big inning in the sixth. A four spot on the board. It's the only inning in which either team has scored today. 4-0 Frisco. Top half of the seventh inning. For Frisco, four runs on three hits, no errors. All those runs and hits coming last inning. And for Corpus Christi, no runs on two hits, no errors. First pitch from Tavares. It's a ground ball toward short. Two bounces, easy hop for Stevens, and he throws softly to first. Beats out Rodriguez by 2.5 steps. And one pitch, one out for Dios Murky Tavares, who begins this inning the way he did the last. He came in relief of Ryan Gusto. Very first pitch, got it out. Things did not go that way the rest of the inning. It went triple, home run, walk, walk, single. Now it's Josh Hatcher, the batter. Misses outside on a fastball, ball one. 4-0 Frisco, top of the seventh. He allowed the inherited runner to score from first, and then three more runs charged to Tavares. He comes back out this inning, and his 1-0 is again low and away on a fastball. 2-0 to the left-hand hitter, Hatcher. Good month of July for Hatch, his first full month at the AA level. Got called up in early June. Hit 318 in July. The 2-0 swings behind it. It's 2-1. Now, August has not started out the same way as July for Josh Hatcher. Just three hits so far in seven games, but he does have a home run. He is 0-for-2 today, pair of strikeouts. The 2-1 delivery. He pops it into center field, not too hard hit. Corona takes a few steps in and makes the catch. Josh Hatcher is put away. And Franier Chavez, the batter, with two outs, the base is clear. Top half of the seventh inning. 4-0 Frisco. Trying to win three straight games here in this series. They've already won three out of the last four, have the Rough Riders, dating back to last week. First pitch is on the outside edge. Just misses the plate to Chavez, the switch hitter who takes ball one. He walked on 10 pitches back in the sixth inning, last frame, and scored the first run of the game for Frisco, the go-ahead run. Here's the 1-0. It is at the knees for a strike. He was the last batter to face Ryan Gusta, who had pitched shutout baseball with 11 strikeouts. But that long at-bat ended it, got to the bullpen, and paid off. Time is called. No, a pitch clock violation. Chavez was not ready to go with 8 seconds, so it's now a 1-2 count, as that is strike two on Chavez, was not facing the pitcher. 2 outs, base is empty. Those long at-bats can really do a number on pitchers. Saw earlier today, or it was yesterday's game between the Guardians and Blue Jays, George Springer had a 13-pitch at-bat. Chavez grounds one toward second, two hops into the glove of Wagner, and throws him out easily. The inning is over. Springer homered on the 13th pitch in the first inning. It ended up being the only run of the game, and the Blue Jays won 1-0 over Cleveland yesterday. Long at-bats win games. Chavez scored the go-ahead run last inning on a 10-pitch walk. This inning, no runs for the Rough Riders, but they do lead 4-0. And to the bottom of the seventh, John Matthews comes out of the bullpen when we return on the Riders Baseball Network. Fun is on deck when you bring your group outing to the dugout deck at Riders Field. Located on the first base side of the stadium, the dugout deck provides your group with a great view of the game and all-you-can-eat food, beer, and wine from the Founders Express concession stand. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Smile Doctors Orthodontics is here to help you, Frisco Rough Riders fans. Smile Doctors accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. With some of the country's leading orthodontics right here in the DFW area, we love to see Rough Riders fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consultant. That's SmileDoctors.com for Smile Doctors Orthodontics, the official smile providers of minor league baseball.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get 2 free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
John Matthews out of the pen, the right-handed side-armer, ready to face Zach DiZenzo in the seventh inning. His first pitch, a slider cuts over the plate, and strike one. Frisco leads this ball game by a score of 4-0 over the Corpus Christi Hooks. And Matthews ahead 0-1. His pitch off the outside corner, and it's now 1-1. Really good work from Justin Slayton, and that is an understatement. Struck out 6 of the 6 batters he faced. His day is done. It's up to John Matthews to keep going. 1-1. Slider that just misses the outer corner. It's 2-1. DiZenzo is 1-for-2 today. One of only 2 hits that the Hooks have had. And they only have 1 extra base hit in each game. One of the few baseballs that's gotten out near the warning track in right field is out there right now. Trevor Hover had to collect a loose baseball and toss it back into the stands, but Corpus Christi has not found the barrel very much off of Justin Slayton or Noah Bremer, and we'll see if John Matthews continues. His 2-1 off speed that slots in on the outside corner. It's now 2-2. Corpus Christi has only scored 2 runs this series, and this is the 25th inning at the plate for the Hooks. For a team that's been hitting pretty well and was second place in the division coming into this series, they've been pushed behind Frisco. The 2-2. A broken bat liner towards second. Bounces in front of Chavez. Fields behind the bag and throws to first easily in time. Good work from Chavez to read the bounce. Didn't have to move too much and had a long hop. And John Matthews retires the first man he faces. Didn't add to the strikeout number, but that's okay. After Justin Slayton struck out six in a row, Matthews will take the ground out. And Zach Daniels climbs in. He's got a strikeout and a walk today. Right-hand hitter with one out, bases empty. 4-0 Rough Riders. First pitch, it's the outside edge. Strike one for Matthews. Facing two straight right-handed batters to open the inning. The side armor will face a left-hander next. Colin Barber is on deck. The one-strike delivery. Way outside, opposite batter's box. It's now one ball and one strike. Wind blowing steadily out to left field. Have not seen any homers directly that way. Trevor Hover homered to left center, but still a pretty deep part of the ballpark. The 1-1. A slider took some off it and got Daniels to swing through. Just 74 miles an hour on the pitch from John Matthews. Daniels still looking for his first hit of the series. He's only hitting 174 against Frisco this season. Batting average of 286 overall for the right fielder. He did not face Justin Slayton. First time facing the bullpen for him today. The 1-2. Slider swung on and missed. Elevated it to the outside edge. John Matthews strikes him out. And that is the ninth strikeout today for Frisco pitchers. Most of them by the bullpen. After Noah Bremer went four scoreless innings, just two strikeouts. And the relievers have not only kept the shutout going, but started to pick up the K's. Colin Barber climbs in, bases empty and two outs. The pitch. He takes his slider low, ball one. Matthews continues to work the breaking ball to righties and lefties. Barber, the left-hand hitter out of California. Fourth-round pick 4 years ago. The 1-0. Swings and fouls it over the left side. It's 1-1. 4-0 Frisco. Barber trying to start a two-out rally. He's the number two prospect in the Astros organization. Got drafted fairly high, fourth round, even though his high school career was cut short by a leg injury. The 1-1 delivery. Swings at a changeup and a foul tip. Strike two. Actually broke his leg his sophomore year of high school. Pleasant Valley in California. Only played 16 games in his pro season of 2021 due to a shoulder injury. But here he is, healthy, trying to get on base here. He's 0-2 today. The 1-2. Breaking ball that almost clips the elbow. It almost caught the inside corner of the zone. It just misses inside. Two balls and two strikes. Base is empty. Rough Riders have not allowed a hit to the last 10 batters to come to the plate. The 2-2. Way outside, 3-2 now from John Matthews. After Noah Bremer ended his day on a ground out, Justin Slayton didn't allow a base runner or even a ball put into the field of play. John Matthews a ground out and a strikeout so far. His payoff pitch is just inside and ball four. Two out free pass for Colin Barber. 22-year-old is aboard. Chad Stevens, the hitter, who's 0-2 today. We did some trivia last inning. May save this partly for next inning, but I've got a rebound trivia question for Zach here. First pitch to Stevens is a ball inside. Seen a lot of strikeouts today. Justin Slayton struck out six in a row in his relief appearance. Ryan Gusto struck out 11 for Corpus Christi. And the guy at the plate, Chad Stevens, has struck out for his league-leading 138th time. He takes a pitch inside. It's 2-0. So my question to you, Zach, okay, who is the all-time league leader or major league leader in career strikeouts?
Oh, it's Reggie Jackson.
Very good. Yeah. I knew you would get that one. I trusted you. Well done. Now say exactly how many it is to the number, the 2-0. It fits in the outside corner, 2-1. Do you know any of the other, the top five in there? Any other guesses? They're all recognizable names, but not as easy.
Mark Reynolds?
Nope.
He's not in there.
Not top five.
Okay.
Two balls and a strike. Runner at first and two down. Matthews deals. Swing and a miss. Good-looking pitch under the barrel and a fastball. 2-2.
I hate to do this to our guy, but is Chris Davis there?
No.
Okay.
And how dare you for saying I'm just kidding.
We're excited to see Chris coming up on September 2nd. He's going to be out at the ballpark for the 20th anniversary.
2-2 delivery from John Matthews. Swung on, a pop fly down the right side. It lands foul into the netting, and still a 2-2 count.
Are there any recent guys?
Not any current. The most recent retired like 10 years ago. Just a little more recent. Two balls, two strikes. Two outs for Matthews. He's set. And his pitch to Chad Stevens is flied behind home plate. Another foul ball.
Derek Jeter?
Nope. But his teammate.
Alex Rodriguez.
Yeah, he's fifth.
Okay. He played forever.
Yeah.
I'm going to need some hints on some other guys here.
Cubs.
Derek Lee?
Nope. The 2-2. Fly it again over the right side and foul. Steven stays alive. He really does not want to increase his league lead on strikeouts. He's got 138, more than any player in the Texas League, and he's had two strikes on him the last three pitches.
Sosa?
Yes.
Okay.
There you go. Jim Thome is second.
Okay.
Adam Dunn is third. The 2-2. It's way outside. Three balls and two strikes to Chad Stevens.
Probably should have gotten Adam Dunn.
Nah. That's a tough one. Their sixth guy is current. He's an active player who's sixth all-time in strikeouts.
Don't say Joey Gallo.
It is not. No.
Okay.
Runner at first not being held on. He'll take off. The 3-2 way outside and ball four to Chad Stevens. He will not strike out for his 139th time. He does lead the team in walks. He tends to not put the ball in play a lot. Strikeouts and walks. And 12 home runs as well. This time his 49th walk of the season. Back-to-back free passes off of John Matthews. And John Goble jogs out of the dugout. The pitching coach stands next to his young pitcher and has a conversation. Tying run on deck for the Hooks. 4-0 Frisco. Two outs. Bottom half of the seventh inning.
Okay. Active Stanton.
Nope.
Give me a league.
American League.
Oh, is it Miguel Cabrera?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it is.
Thinking, who's played forever?
Yeah.
It's Miguel Cabrera. He's such a good hitter, you wouldn't think of
right.
him.
Right. Got to be good to lead all time in strikeouts. I mean, you stuck around for a long time. First pitch to C.J. Stubbs. Is at the kneecap, strike one.
I feel bad for guessing Joey Gallo.
You should. And Chris Davis.
Yeah.
No, they're both reasonable guesses, especially Davis, let's be honest. But I'm glad they're not the right answer. The 0-1 delivery, slider that goes outside 1-1 to the right-hand hitter. Matthews got the first two guys out, then walked the next two, trying to preserve the shutout in the seventh inning. Just two hits allowed for Rough Riders pitchers today. The 1-1 delivery, it hits the inside corner on a breaking ball. Heavy slider usage from the side armor, Matthews. One more strike and we'll get out of the inning. One ball, two strikes. Robbie Alstrom in the pen. The 1-2, swung on and missed. There it is. Matthews gets out of it. Struck out two in the inning. And that's double-digit Ks for Rough Riders pitchers. Good work for Matthews. No hits, no runs. And a 4-0 lead for Frisco onto the eighth on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Riders bring the spirit of the State Fair to Frisco on August 18th for State Fair Night. Come out to Riders Field, enjoy a Fletcher's Corny Dog, interact with Mr. Corny, and watch the Rough Riders play as their alternate identity, the Frisco Corny Dogs. August 18th is State Fair Night, so get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Huge, gigantic, enormous, whatever you want to call it, 2 free months of electricity is a big deal. Go to rhythmenergy.com/radio.
You can obtain important standardized information that will allow you to compare this product with other offers. Contact Rhythm Energy at 888-7 Rhythm. Eligibility requirements, terms, and conditions apply.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
Let's head to the top of the eighth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
The Rough Riders in good position here to win three straight games to open the series. It's 4-0 Frisco on the road here in the Coastal Bend. With a four-run inning back in the sixth, and that is the only half inning in which either team has scored today. Back to the top of the order for the Rough Riders, Chris Cease to lead off against the right-hander Dios Murky Taveras. The right-hander winds in his pitch. A big cut and a miss from Cease, and it's 0-1. Taveras is not on the hook for the loss today, but arguably he should be. Inherited just a runner at first when he entered two innings ago. The 0-1 delivery is low and away, 1-1. Ryan Gusto had 11 strikeouts, did not allow a hit in his start, going 5 1/3 innings, but he's the one on the hook for the L. 1-1, C swings behind it, and it's now 1-2. Since he walked the final guy he saw, he's technically responsible for that runner. And Taveras allowed a triple, a home run, an RBI single, a couple walks. But the first guy who scored was made responsible by Gusto. A 1-2. It's a pop fly down the right side. Might stay fair. It lands fair. Rolls up the chalk line. Cut off in front of the warning track. The throw in from right will not get Cease at second base. And he slides in feet first for a leadoff double. His 16th two-bagger of the year. And Chris Cease has his first hit of the day. Just popped it over the first baseman and earned 180 feet out of it. Cease doubles, and Evan Carter is up next. 4-0 Frisco, top of the eighth. So Gusto on the hook for the loss, unless Corpus Christi can come back from the deficit. The Rough Riders trying to increase the lead. Evan Carter takes a pitch that looked pretty good. Stubbs framed it and then just held the mitt there for an extra second, but it is ruled ball one by Mickey Smith. Evan Carter had showed bunt, but did not make an attempt at it. Third baseman DeZenzo playing behind the bag, not by much, and off the line. The 1-0. It is outside ball two. First baseman Brewer playing at the back of the infield. If Carter pushes one his way, could be a tough play if he gets it past the pitcher. Outfield playing medium depth, then shifted a bit to the left side, playing Carter the opposite way. The 2-0 delivery with nobody out is down and in. Carter's ahead 3-0. First base is open. Trevor Hover is on deck, and he homered his last at-bat. His 11th homer of the year, two-run shot that scored Carter. And now Carter trying to get aboard again to set up Trevor Hover once again. The 3-0 pitch from Taveras. Right down the heart, and strike one. 4-0 Rough Riders. Carter had the go-ahead RBI, tripling down the right field line for his fourth triple of the year. Should have had five. He had one opening day, but on appeal, he apparently missed second base and got changed to a single since he never technically surpassed second base. Would have been a triple opening day, but he's had four since then, including the go-ahead RBI triple this evening. A 3-1, a check swing, and he did go. Carter surprised by the call. He kind of turned his shoulders. The bat never got all that far off his left shoulder, but the bat did go far away, pretty far around. He just turned his body halfway around, which in a sense tries to make it look like he didn't swing as far, but he went around 3-2. Now the payoff pitch from the stretch. A foul tip held on by Carter, and he strikes out. He's disappointed, and he walks back to the dugout with out number one in his pocket. Trevor Hover is next for the Rough Riders. Tripp Keister, the manager, and the third base coach giving some signs to Chris Cease, who's standing on top of second base. One out in the inning, top of the eighth. Hover a couple check swings, and he's ready to go from the left side. First pitch is low, ball one. Homer to left center is last at bat. Corona, the center fielder, is shaded that direction. If Hover hits one that way, he will hit it directly over Corona's head. Corona gave up on it as he was reaching the warning track. It got a few feet over the wall. The 1-0. It's way outside on a changeup, 2-0 to Trevor Hover. After he went 2-for-3 yesterday with a double, And on the series now has four hits and four walks. And this is third game. Cease walks ahead on his lead from second base. 4-0 Rough Riders. Two balls, no strikes. Tavares comes home. And a two-seam fastball that pops the mitt, but outside is 3-0. Rough Riders in position to win their third straight game to open this series and assure that they will not lose this series, at least a series split. Definitely a possibility for much more than that. The 3-0 is outside. Four-pitch walk to Trevor Hover. That's his 60th walk of the year, just behind Carter for the team lead. And top five in the league in that category. Hover jogs to first. Kellen Strom, the batter. He's walked today and has six hits on the series. And the Rough Riders trying to add on to this 4-0 lead in the eighth. Somewhat surprised Tavares is still in, considering the lengthy inning he had in the sixth. Four runs coming in and trouble here. First pitch is outside, ball one. A double and a walk this inning. Nobody throwing right now out in left center. Actually, there is somebody starting to get loose for Corpus Christi, a right-hander out of the pen. The 1-0 toss to Kellen Strom is high, ball two. The Rough Riders have still not lost a six-game series since the week that began May 30th. They'll keep that streak alive if they win today. Trying to get back to 500 for the first time since May 5th. How about that? 2-0 the count. It's a slider that nestles on the outside corner, 2-1. Back on May 5th, the Rough Riders lost, even their record at 13-13. They lost in extra innings in Midland, started a seven-game losing streak, and they have not gotten back to 500 until perhaps today. 2-1, the pitch. It's low and outside, and Strom ahead, three balls and one strike right after a four-pitch walk. And Tavares struggling here with command following Cease's double. One out in the inning. Double by Cease, a walk from Hover, and Strom has a hitter's count. The 3-1. He swings and fouls it back to the netting on a pitch top of the zone, maybe just above the zone. He's talking with home plate umpire Mickey Smith, maybe asking if that one was a strike. I think Mickey Smith gave him the answer, yes. It was close either way. Three balls, two strikes. Infield kind of towards double play combo. Outfield shifted to the right. The payoff pitch, and now time is called. Strom asked for it right before the pitch. Even with the wind blowing to left field and Strom a right-hand hitter, they are not playing him to pull in the outfield. Although the third baseman DiZenzo closer to the line. Three balls, two strikes. Here comes Tavares with the payoff pitch. Strom whiffs on it. Fastball swung on. And he strikes out. So two down in the inning. Aaron Zavala is up next. Two on the bags for Frisco. Looking to extend a 4-0 advantage here in Corpus Christi. One of these teams will be below 500 after tonight. That is on the overall record. Not both, though. Frisco could get back to 500. First pitch to Zavala. He fouls it back to the netting. Frisco at 51-52. Haven't been above 500 since they were 13-12. Haven't been at 500 since they were 13-13. Corpus Christi now exactly at 500 after losing the last two games. The 0-1 toss to Zavala. It's high and outside, 1-1 from Tavares. So a big game here to get some breathing room for Frisco. They could pull two games ahead of Corpus Christi in the standings and stay neck and neck with Amarillo. They're one game back of the Sod Poodles coming into tonight for first place. The 1-1 cuts across the inside, and Zavala falls behind in the count. One ball and two strikes. He has not put the ball in play yet today. A walk and two strikeouts. He hit decently well against Corpus Christi that first series. Just four hits in six games, but he did have six RBIs in that series. He homered here at this ballpark a couple months ago and walked four times, playing all six games. Steps back in from the left side. Two outs, two aboard for the Rough Riders. A two-strike pitch from Dios Murky Taveras. Swung on and missed, elevated fastball, and the inning is over. Three strikeouts in the inning with a walk and a double along the way, but no runs for the Rough Riders, and their 4-0 lead stays just like that. Bottom of the eighth coming up on the Riders Baseball Network.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Sometimes we lose, sometimes we win. Sometimes we try to fit it all in. Sometimes we don't know what's in store. Sometimes we find what we're looking for. Sometimes we're rolling easy and free. Sometimes one and one makes three. So much to love along this ride. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
You asked, we listened. You can now book a suite for a 2023 Riders game with as few as 10 people. Mini suite packages include 10 suite tickets and complimentary parking. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more information. Let's ride.
This is Liam Hicks with the Frisco Rough Riders. You're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
John Matthews pitched a scoreless seventh inning. He'll try to do the same in the eighth to keep the shutout alive here in Corpus Christi. The Frisco Rough Riders 4, and the Corpus Christi Hooks yet to score. Leading off for the Hooks, Brian Arias from the right side. First pitch of the eighth inning. Hits the outside corner on a fastball. It's strike one from Matthews. Shutout baseball so far for the Rough Riders. Started with Noah Bremer and picked up speed with Justin Slate. The 0-1 breaking ball swung on and missed. Good pitch from Matthews to get ahead. 0-2. Infield shifted over to the left side to the right-hand hitter Arias. Outfield playing fairly deep. The 0-2 swung on out in front. Got him to strike out on three pitches. 11th K of the day for Frisco pitchers. Matthews has struck out three. Out of the four outs he has produced. And the K's keep on coming. Noah Bremer started at just a couple strikeouts over four innings. But Justin Slayton struck out six, all six batters he faced. And John Matthews tacks on three more of his own. First pitch to Kennedy Corona. Finds the outside edge. Strike one to the leadoff man. Fourth time through the order for the Hooks offense. Corona is 0-3 today. The 0-1 delivery from Matthews. Just misses the outside corner. It's 1-1. Done a good job of alternating sides of the plate, not throwing anything right down the middle. And Matthews has avoided plenty base hits completely. He did walk two last inning, but no hits allowed. Just two hits on the day for Corpus. The 1-1. Slide over the right side, a foul ball towards the concourse here at Whataburger Field, and it's strike two. We'll do this tomorrow. Dane Acker takes the ball for the Rough Riders. Julio Robina for Corpus Christi. 7:05, first pitch tomorrow. Here's the 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got it by him on a fastball that handcuffed him, couldn't even make contact, and Kennedy Corona's down on strikes. Three straight strikeouts for John Matthews. Four on the day for him, and now a dozen Ks for Frisco pitchers. Will Wagner batting from the left side. 4-0 Frisco, trying to keep the shutout alive, bottom of the eighth. Matthews comes set, working out of the stretch with the bases empty. He kicks. A ground ball over his head towards Rodriguez. The shortstop fields, guns to first in time, and that's the inning. Two more strikeouts and a 1-2-3 inning for Matthews. And the Rough Riders are one more inning away from two shutouts for the first three games of this series. 4-0 Rough Riders, top of the ninth coming up on the Riders Baseball Network.
Coming to Riders Field on August 6th,
Touch a Truck Night, presented by Alpha and Omega Equipment. Kids can enjoy the ball game and also interact with fire trucks, police cars, and more, thanks to our friends from the Frisco Fire Department and the Frisco Police Department. Don't miss Touch a Truck Night, presented by Alpha and Omega Equipment, on August 6th. Grab your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
As a baseball fan, you live for the thrill of watching your team move around the bases. You join the roar of the crowd, live through the highs and lows, and push your team to victory. At the storehouse of Collin County, we believe when our neighbors win, we all win. By providing food, clothing, education, and life-changing resources, we help our neighbors move toward victory one day at a time. Donate or volunteer today at thestorehousecc.org.
It's time for the top of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Jacob DeLabio takes over on the mound for Corpus Christi to the top half of the ninth inning. It's 4-0. Frisco out in front. Alongside Josh Warden, I'm Zach Bigley. Happy to have you. Been a fun one so far if you're rooting for the Rough Riders. Frisco was no hit through five innings and then broke it up in the sixth and scored four runs, and that's the only inning that's seen runs so far. DeLabio's first pitch to Liam Hicks. Fastball down the middle for a strike, and it's 0-1. Hicks is 1-for-2 with an RBI single and a walk. RBI single came back in the sixth inning. DeLabio takes over for Dios Murky Taveras. Right-handed pitcher, making his 21st appearance, a sub-2 ERA this year. The pitch is down low, and it's one ball and one strike. DeLabio, the third pitcher used tonight by Corpus Christi. Here's the stretch of the 1-1. It's well high, and it's two balls and one strike. Rough Riders would love a little bit of insurance, but Robbie Ahlstrom is warming in the bullpen. He's most likely to pitch the bottom of the ninth, and four runs is enough cushion, but why not a little bit more? Here's the stretch of the pitch. It's high and inside. Ball three, three balls and one strike. This is a part of the order that has been a little quiet tonight outside of Hicks. Rodriguez and Hatcher, next two up, are hitless. The pitch in. Outside corner with a changeup for a strike. 3-2. Four runs, four hits for the Rough Riders. No runs on two hits for the Hooks. The offering in. Swinging a foul off of Stubbs behind home, and it's still three balls and two strikes. In fact, the Hooks haven't had a hit on the offensive side since the fourth inning. Only base runners they've had are two walks in the seventh. Rough Riders have been fantastic on the pitching side of things. Here's the stretch in the offering. Breaking ball high and inside, ball four, and Hicks walks for the second time today. He's aboard to lead off the ninth inning, and K-Bear Rodriguez stands in. Rodriguez 0-for-3. And Tripp Keister motioning that we'll have a pinch runner. Jace Easley will pinch run at first base for Hicks. And Tripp Keister, the acting manager and third base coach. So Hicks is done. He does his job to get aboard via walk. Easley with 23 stolen bases at the high A level. And he takes over at first base.
It'll be either David Garcia or Scott Capers to catch the bottom of the ninth inning. It will probably be Garcia. DeLabio stands 6'5", 235 pounds. The 25-year-old deals Rodriguez bunts foul down the left side. And it's 0-1. Kenosha, Wisconsin native, went to Carthage College in Carthage, Wisconsin. Here's the stretch by the right-hander. Easily dances off of first. The pitch, it's high and inside. One ball and one strike. Keister putting the game in motion a little bit here with trying to get a bunt down. Infield, a double play depth up the middle. The pitch, Rodriguez bunts through it. Strike on the outside corner, and it's 1-2. So Rodriguez can't get the bunt down. Keister gives out the signs. Easily takes his lead from first, and he draws a throw. He's back in. 70 stolen bases to lead all minor league baseball in 2021 for Easley. Rodriguez pinwheels the bat out towards the hill. Here's the stretch from DeLabio, and the right-hander deals in the 1-2. Before that, another throw over to first. Easley this time back on his feet. Rodriguez looking for his first hit today. He's 0-3 with a strikeout in the second, a flyout in the fifth, and a ground out in the seventh. Rough Riders leading 4-0 in the top of the ninth inning. Stretch in the pitch. Rodriguez flares it foul right side, and it's into the seats. Still one ball and two strikes. In the bottom of the ninth inning, Corpus Christi will have 3, 4, and 5 due up. This is game 3 of a 6-game series between the Riders and the Hooks. We'll have game 4 tomorrow. Dane Acker will start for Frisco. He's 1-1 with a 3.80 ERA. The left-hander Julio Rabina will take the ball for Corpus. The pitch, runner goes. It's high. Throw down to second. Not in time. Skips into center. Easily up and on his way to third. And he's in there easily. Jace Easley with his first Double-A stolen base, and he gets all the way to third on the E2 as well. 24th combined stolen base this year. And it's 2 balls and 2 strikes on Rodriguez, and the infield comes in now for Corpus Christi. Rodriguez knows that a fly ball will be able to score easily with his speed, and the pitch is a soft ground ball to second. Wagner fields and fires onto first base, easily holds. The infield coming in pays off for Corpus. They get the out. There's one away. And Josh Hatcher stands in now. Top of the ninth inning, 4-0 Rough Riders. Dane Acker, a 1-1 record, a 3.80 ERA. He'll start tomorrow for the Rough Riders. Julio Robina, the left-hander, 8-4 with a 3.72 ERA for Corpus. The pitch outside on a breaker, and it's one ball and no strikes. Hatcher looking for his first hit. He's 0-3 tonight. DeLabio ready from the stretch. The pitch. Breaking ball again. This time dips low of the zone, and it's 2-0. Rough Riders have a chance at their fourth shutout of the season and their second of the series if they can complete it in the bottom of the ninth inning. The 2-0. This is high of the zone, and it's 3 balls and 0 strikes. And time called. And they move Hatcher down to first base. They intentionally walk him? Yeah, it looks like they did. So an intentional walk. Hatcher down to first base. Brainerd Chavez, the batter. They set up the double play as the middle of the infield goes back.
Second baseman of 12, Brandon Chavez.
4-0 Rough Riders. Top of the ninth inning. Chavez pinwheels the bat out to the hill. He's ready to go from the right side. Stretching the pitch. He shows bunt, pulls back, takes high and away with a breaking ball, and it's one ball and no strikes. Chavez 0 for 2 tonight. He walked and scored back in the sixth inning. It's when the Rough Riders have put up all four of their runs. 1-0 offering on the way. He shows bunt again, puts it down the third baseline, but foul on the safety squeeze, and it's one ball and one strike. Easily came home, but now has to jog back to third base. Rough Riders have not bunted a whole lot this year. It's important for the development here to learn how to get these bunts down in these kind of situations. Here's the stretch. And the 1-1 pitch on the way. Chavez bunts it foul again down the third baseline. And for the second time this inning, the Rough Riders fail to get a bunt down. That's what you hear a lot when you think about these kind of situations. You're trying to develop these guys to get up to the big leagues. Well, what if they come up at a big spot in a postseason type of environment or actually in the postseason and they need to get a bunt down late in the game? They need to be able to do that here at this level as well to try and get ready for that. Rodriguez and Chavez can't lay down the bunts. And now he'll swing the bat. One ball, two strikes. Runners on the corners, one out the pitch. Fastball simmers high, and it's two balls and two strikes. Trip Keister trying to put a bunt in motion. Pull side shift for the left-handed batter. Stretch of the pitch on the way. Down low and inside. We're full at three balls and two strikes. For DeLabio, that's already 21 pitches in the inning. Nine strikes, 12 balls. He's walked two. He readies and brings in the payoff. Runner takes off, swinging a high skyscraping pop-up. Left side, foul territory. Third baseman DiZenzo over, and it's into the Corpus Christi dugout, a foul ball. And it's still three balls and two strikes. The wind just carried that one into the dugout. And Chavez is very thankful for the wind for the second time this week. He was helped out on a wind-aided homer to left in game one of the series. Four nothing, Rough Riders, top of the ninth inning. Runners on the corners. We'll see if Hatcher takes off again on this 3-2 offering to Chavez with one down. DeLabio stretches the pitch. Runner takes off, swinging a pop-up foul behind home this time, and it's still three balls and two strikes. There is action out of the bullpen for Corpus Christi. It's Jonathan Sprinkle loosening it again for the second time in this game. This next pitch will be the 24th of the inning for DeLabio. Rough Riders hoping to knock him out of the game and put up a few more runs. Here's the stretch in the pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck out, but the ball gets by Stubbs to the backstop and easily comes in to score. Rough Riders score a run on a wild pitch. No, Chavez strikes out. 5-0 Frisco.
Third base, number
six, Chris Cease. Hatcher down to second as well. And Chris Cease makes his way to the plate. 5-0 Rough Riders. Runner at second base. Cease at the top of the order, doubled back in the eighth inning. It's the fifth time through for Frisco. Rough Riders score another run. They'll have six runs in each game this series. The pitch. He swings, grounds it up the middle. The shortstop Stevens to his left. He fields, fires onto first, and retires Cease for the final out in the ninth inning. But the Rough Riders get a run. It comes on no hits and error, and one runner left on base. We're into the bottom of the ninth inning. It's 5-0. Rough Riders lead it on the Riders Baseball Network.
If you enjoy sipping a cold one at a baseball game, clear your calendar on August 20th for Beer Fest at Riders Field. Teaming up with Andrews Distributing, the Rough Riders will have plenty of beer tasting options throughout the ballpark, with the multitude of brands showcased and available. An And even better, August 20th is one of our four Bark in the Park nights. So bring your furry friend and enjoy beer tasting at Riders Field all on the same night, Sunday, August 20th, with first pitch at 6:05. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only thing big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday, as well as Sundays beginning June 4th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The Party Deck at Riders Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third baselines. And when the summer heat hits, add an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Last chance. We've hit the bottom of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Antoine Kelly comes in out of the Rough Riders bullpen in the bottom half of the ninth inning. Frisco leading by a score of 5-0 here in Corpus Christi. The Rough Riders going for their second shutout in the series. And Antoine Kelly looking to finish it off. Kelly pitching against the hooks for the first time since he allowed four runs against Corpus. In the series finale, last time the Rough Riders were down here, so he looks to atone for that. He faces 3, 4, and 5, Joey Loperfido, Zach DiZenzo, and Zach Daniels. Kelly, the lanky left-hander, throws very, very hard. He's ready from the stretch, left on left, and the pitch home to Loperfido, who's 0-for-3 tonight. Swing and a miss, and a first pitch slider, it's 0-1. Five runs on four hits and no errors for the Rough Riders tonight. The Hooks with no runs on two hits and one error. With a win, the Rough Riders would go six games above 500 in the second half. The 0-1. Swing and a ground ball, hits softly to short. Rodriguez has got it, fires onto first and retires Loperfido, one away. Zach DiZenzo takes his turn. And Frisco would go back to 500, as Josh mentioned, for the first time since May 5th. The Rough Riders are trailing Amarillo in the standings by just one game, and Amarillo currently leads 4-2 in the top of the seventh over Tulsa. So we'll keep an eye on that score. Here's the stretch and the pitch to DiZenzo. Swinging a high pop-up, shallow right field, long run in for Trevor Hover. Second baseman Chavez going back. He's there to make the catch, and there are two outs. On three pitches, two down, and here's Zach Daniels, the final hope for Corpus Christi. 5-0, Rough Riders out in front of the Hooks. Kelly hoping for a quick inning here. Wayne continues to blow out to left field here in the bottom of the ninth inning. Kelly ready from the stretch and the offering home. Fastball fouled away right side. It's 0-1. Rough Riders have allowed just two runs in the series. Both of them coming last night. The 0-1 on the way to Daniels. Strike on the outside corner with a fastball, and it's 0-2, and just like that, the Rough Riders are one strike away from a shutout win. They pull Daniels, or plate Daniels to pull, I should say. Right-handed batter against the left-hander. Here's the stretch, and Kelly flings in the 0-2. Check swing on a high fastball. He went around, strike three, and the Riders win. Frisco wins it by a final score of 5-0. And the Rough Riders pitch their second shutout in the last three ball games. What a victory for the Rough Riders. They win their third in a row, and it's their sixth win in their last eight games. Frisco is hot. They're playing extremely well right now, and they go six games above 500 at 21-15 in the second half. Once again, your final score from Corpus Christi, Texas. It's the Rough Riders 5 and the Hooks nothing.
Josh Warden has your post-game coverage next on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Rider game. For solo riders, the individual tickets are available on Sundays, and don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday for Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Strike three call. This one's over.
The game is over, but we're not done yet. Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
Well, the Frisco Rough Riders have played nine games in Whataburger Field this year, and they've had three shutouts, three of their four shutouts on the season. Final score here from Corpus Christi, Frisco 5, and the Hooks. A goose egg on the scoreboard for the second time this week through three games. The one non-shutout was still a victory. That was a 6-2 win yesterday for the Rough Riders. So a three-game winning streak for Frisco. They're now 21-15 in the second half. That's their best record since the midway point or at any point in this season. And back to 500 for the first time in over 3 months. Well, Ryan Gusto had totaled 11 strikeouts over 5 1/3 innings to really stymie the Riders' bats, but when he was finally pulled out after K-Bear Rodriguez's 10-pitch walk, things changed very quickly. Against reliever Dios Mirky Taveras, Evan Carter tripled to score Rodriguez. That run was charged to Gusto, the starting pitcher for the Hooks, and so that gave him the loss with no hits allowed in 5 1/3 innings, and Gusto takes the L. Trevor Hover homered in the very next batter in the sixth inning, so that gave Frisco a 3-0 lead, and then they restarted the action on the base paths. Two more walks, Liam Hicks singled for an RBI, that made it 4-0, and then Jace Easley scored on a wild pitch in the ninth. That was the final run and all of the offense for Frisco. Pitching-wise for the Rough Riders, Noah Bremer went four scoreless innings in his start. A no decision, just two hits allowed and struck out two. Justin Slayton struck out six batters, all six he faced, a season high for Justin, and his most since last year. He had seven strikeouts in the game last year. It was also against Corpus Christi. Good work from John Matthews to follow him up. He went two hitless innings, and Matthews struck out four along the way. And then Antoine Kelly went 1-2-3 in the ninth inning. So good work from Kelly in the bullpen for the Rough Riders, who once again didn't really allow any action once the starter was pulled. In today's action, Frisco not only kept up what they had been doing the first couple of games, but did even better. First two games of the series, the Rough Riders bullpen did the exact same thing. They went three innings, one hit, no runs. Did that Tuesday and Wednesday. Three innings, one hit, no runs. And then today, they went five innings, no hits, no runs, and struck out 11. Excellent work from the Rough Riders bullpen today. Again, Justin Slayton, John Matthews, and Antoine Kelly were the three today for Frisco. We'll take a look at the Texas League scores today with an eye on Amarillo as the primary team Frisco is looking at. Also, Corpus Christi is relevant, but Frisco doesn't have to watch the scoreboard to see how Corpus Christi is doing. They play a hand in these games here against the Hooks, winning against Corpus to now put themselves two games ahead of the Hooks for second place. If Amarillo loses, which And they're in the seventh inning right now, leading Tulsa 4-2. If that score holds, Frisco will remain one game back of the Sod Poodles for first place in the second half. Well, in the Texas Rangers system, no game today. They lost 2-0 to the Oakland Athletics yesterday to conclude that series. And the minor league ranks for the Texas Rangers today, not only the Rough Riders were in action here representing the AA level, but some games going on as well around the Rangers minor league system as Frisco continues in this six-game series. But in Round Rock, they've beaten up on Albuquerque, seventh inning. They're leading 12-1. The Down East Wood Ducks victorious over Kannapolis 6-4 at the single-A level, and Hickory beats Asheville 5-3 at the high-A level. So that is a sweep for the Rangers minor league teams. Everybody wins today for Frisco. Even at the Arizona League rookie ball level, the Rangers team beats the Padres today 6-2. Although the Dominican teams lost, if you were scoreboard watching those in the foreign ranks. But the Rangers stateside are perfect today, 4-0 here in the U.S. Well, again, final score today, 5-0. The Rough Riders win it. Come back tomorrow at 7:05. Dane Acker starts on the hill with his sub-4 ERA. Right-hander out of Oklahoma gets the ball for Frisco in tomorrow's action. Pre-game 6:50, first pitch 7:05 on a Friday evening from Whataburger Field. Hope you can join us then. Zach Bigley and myself, Josh Warden, on the call again tomorrow. Until then, so long, everybody. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday evening right here from Corpus Christi. So long, everybody, and go Rough Riders.
Thanks for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Scott Burchett, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit RidersBaseball.com. And until next time, go Riders! Let's ride!